Explorations, an open invitation to biological anthropology editors, Beth Shook, Katie Nelson, Kelsey Aguilera and Laura Braff, American Anthropological Association Arlington, VA 2019 CC by North Carolina 4.0 International, except where otherwise noted, ISBN -978-1-931303-63-7. Explorations, American Anthro. Org Chapter 8, Primate Evolution. Jonathan F. G. Perry, Ph.D., The Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine. Stephanie L. Kennington, B.A., The Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine. Learning Objectives, Understand the Major Trends in Primate Evolution from the Origin of Primates to the Origin of Our Own Species. Learn about primate adaptations and how they characterize major primate groups. Discuss the kinds of evidence that anthropologists use to find out how extinct primates are related to each other and to living primates. Recognize how the changing geography and climate of Earth have influenced where and when primates have thrived or gone extinct. The first 50 million years of primate evolution was a series of adaptive radiations leading to the diversification of the earliest lemurs, monkeys, and apes. The primate story begins in the canopy and understory of conifer-dominated forests, with our small, furtive ancestors subsisting at night, beneath the notice of day-active dinosaurs. From the archaic Plesiad epiforms, archaic primates, to the earliest groups of true primates, euprimates, the origin of our own order is characterized by the struggle for new food sources and microhabitats in the arboreal setting. Climate change forced major extinctions as the northern continents became increasingly dry, cold, and seasonal, and as tropical rainforests gave way to deciduous forests, woodlands, and eventually grasslands. Lemurs, larizes, and tarsiers, once diverse groups containing many species, became rare, except for lemurs in Madagascar, where there were no anthropoid competitors and perhaps few predators. Meanwhile, anthropoids, monkeys and apes, emerged in the Old World, then dispersed across parts of the Northern Hemisphere, Africa, and ultimately South America. Meanwhile, the movement of continents, shifting sea levels, and changing patterns of rainfall and vegetation contributed to the developing landscape of primate biogeography, morphology, and behavior. Today's primates provide modest reminders of the past diversity and remarkable adaptations of their extinct relatives. This chapter explores the major trends in primate evolution from the origin of the order primates to the beginnings of our own lineage, providing a window into these stories from our ancient past. How to diagnose a primate. When you examine the skeleton of a mammal, how do you know if you are looking at a primate? Some physical traits are useful in the diagnosis of primates and have been used to make decisions about which living and fossil mammals belong in our definition of the order primates. However, primates are hard to diagnose. There is no obvious diagnostic trait of our own order. From the first modern attempts to classify primates, scientists have struggled to come up with traits that 274 pipe primate evolution are possessed exclusively and universally by primates. In the end, most have generated lists of traits that are of variable utility in making a correct diagnosis. In the 19th century, British naturalist St. George Jackson Meavert articulated the most famous diagnosis of the order primates. This primate pattern is a list of the following traits: nails, clavicles, placentation, orbits encircled by bone, three tooth types, that is, incisors, canines, premolars slash molars, posterior lobe of the brain, calcarean fissure of the brain, opposable thumb and or big toe, nail on the big toe, well-developed cecum, pendulous penis, testes within a scrotum, and two nipples in the pectoral region. Many primatologists have pointed out that no single feature on this list is unique to primates. Also, nails appear twice. Taken together, perhaps it is a useful list. Unfortunately, some of these traits, for example, three types of teeth, are neither clear nor true of all primates. Other traits, like nipple number and location, are quite variable among primates. Still others, for example the pendulousness of the penis, can be assessed in only males. Modifications of this approach by subsequent scientists have included lists of trends, like that suggested by LaGrosse-Clark. Clark's trends emphasize the flexibility and generalized nature of the limbs, mobility and dexterity of the digits, reduction of the snout with elaboration of the visual system, retention of simple teeth, and elaboration of the brain with prolonged period of juvenile dependence. Later, Robert D. Martin emphasized distinctive reproductive characteristics of primates, along with details of cranial anatomy and grasping extremities, Martin 1968-1990. Most modern workers have focused on the grasping extremities and flattened nails, as well as branching of the carotid artery supply to the brain and of the formation of the auditory bulla of the cranium. In extant primates, the brain receives its blood supply via two principal routes, one pathway to the back of the brain and one toward the front. For all taxa, the paired vertebral arteries provide most of the blood to the back of the brain. Blood supply to the front, however, is more complex and involves branches of the internal carotid artery ICA and external carotid artery ECA. For haplorhines, tarsiers, catarrhines, and platyrrhines, the main artery to the front of the brain is a branch of the ICA called the promontory artery, though most human gross anatomy textbooks simply refer to it as the internal carotid artery. In most lemuriforms, this is the job of a second branch of the ICA known as the stapedial artery, which tends to be absent in adult haplorhines. Finally, in larigiforms and chirogalide lemuriforms, the front of the brain is supplied by the ascending pharyngeal artery, a branch of the ECA. These differences provide a valuable method for reconstructing phylogenetic relationships between fossil primates and living taxa. In all extant primates, the auditory bulla is ossified and is formed by an extension of the petrous part of the temporal bone, or, more simply, petrosal bone. This last trait, a petrosal bulla, is perhaps the best candidate for a universally applicable diagnostic trait of primates. Unfortunately, it is often extremely difficult to assess in an adult cranium and perhaps even more difficult to assess in a fossil that has various cracks and deformities associated with preservation and preparation. Although taxonomists crave neat and complete lists of traits to aid in sorting animals into bins, the true definition of a phylogenetic group is always one of descent from a common ancestor. The order primates is made up of all of the descendants of some common ancestor in the remote past. This last common ancestor probably did not possess all of the traits common to primates today and might have been indistinguishable from other primitive placental mammals living in the Cretaceous period. Major hypotheses about primate origins for many groups of mammals, there is a key feature that led to their success. A good example is powered flight in bats. Primates lack a feature like this. Instead, if there is something unique about primates, it is probably a group of features rather than one single thing. Because of this, anthropologists and paleontologists struggle to describe an ecological primate evolution pipe 275 scenario that could explain the rise and success of our own order. Three major hypotheses have been advanced to explain the origin of primates and to explain what makes our own order unique among mammals, figure 8.1. These are described below. Figure 8.1. Three major hypotheses are A. The arboreal hypothesis, B. The visual predation hypothesis, and C. The angiosperm primate coevolution hypothesis. Arboreal hypothesis. In the 1800s, many anthropologists viewed all animals in relation to humans. That is, animals that were more like humans were considered to be more advanced, and those lacking human-like features were considered more primitive. This way of thinking was particularly obvious in studies of primates. Thus, when anthropologists saw features that separate primates from other mammals, they focused on features that were least developed in lemurs and larizes, more developed in monkeys, and most developed in apes, figure 8.2. Frederick Wood Jones, one of the leading anatomist anthropologists of the early 1900s, is usually credited with the arboreal hypothesis of primate origins, Jones 1916. This hypothesis holds that many of the features of primates evolved to improve locomotion in the trees. For example, the grasping hands and feet of primates are well suited to gripping tree branches of various sizes, and our flexible joints are good for reorienting the extremities in many different ways. A mentor of Jones, Grafton Elliott Smith, had suggested that the reduced olfactory system, acute vision, and forward not sign-facing eyes of primates are an adaptation to making accurate leaps and bounds through a complex, three-dimensional canopy, Smith 1912. The forward orientation of the eyes in primates causes the visual fields to overlap, enhancing depth perception, especially at close range. Evidence to support this hypothesis includes the facts that many extant primates are arboreal, and the primitive members of most primate groups are dedicated arboreal. The arboreal hypothesis was well accepted by most anthropologists at the time and for decades afterward. 276 pipe primate evolution figure 8.2. Primate family tree showing major groups. Disconnected lines show uncertainty about relationships. No two lines leading to tarsiers from different possible groups of origin. The timescale is shortened for the epochs since the Miocene. Visual predation hypothesis. In the late 1960s and early 1970s, Matt Cartmell studied and tested the idea that the characteristic features of primates evolved in the context of arboreal locomotion. Cartmell noted that squirrels climb trees and even vertical walls very effectively, even though they lack some of the key adaptations of primates. As members of the order Rodentia, squirrels also lack the hand and foot anatomy of primates. They have claws instead of flattened nails, and their eyes face more laterally than those of primates. Cartmell reasoned that there must be some other explanation for the unique traits of primates. He noted that some non-arboreal animals share at least some of these traits with primates. For example, cats and predatory birds have forward-facing eyes that enable visual field overlap. Cartmell suggested that the unique suite of features in primates is an adaptation to detecting insect prey and guiding the hands or feet to catch insects, Cartmell 1972. His hypothesis emphasizes the primary role of vision in prey detection and capture. It is explicitly comparative, relying on form-function relationships in other mammals and non-mammalian vertebrates. According to Cartmell, many of the key features of primates evolved for preying on insects in this special manner, Cartmell 1974. Primate Evolution Pipe 277 and Geosperm Primate Coevolution Hypothesis. The visual predation hypothesis was unpopular with some anthropologists. One reason for this is that many primates today are not especially predatory. Another is that, whereas primates do seem well adapted to moving around in the smallest, terminal branches of trees, insects are not necessarily easier to find there. A counter-argument to the visual predation hypothesis is the angiosperm primate coevolution hypothesis. Primate ecologist Robert Sussman 1991, argued that the few primates that eat mostly insects often catch their prey on the ground rather than in the fine branches of trees. Furthermore, predatory primates often use their ears more than their eyes to detect prey. Finally, most early primate fossils show signs of having been omnivorous rather than insectivorous. Instead, he argued, the earliest primates were probably seeking fruit. Fruit and flowers of angiosperms, flowering plants, often develop in the terminal branches. Therefore, any mammal trying to access those fruits must possess anatomical traits that allow them to maintain their hold on thin branches and avoid falling while reaching for the fruits. Primates likely evolved their distinctive visual traits and extremities in the Paleocene, approximately 65 million to 54 million years ago, and Eocene, approximately 54 million to 34 million years ago, epochs, just when angiosperms were going through a revolution of their own, the evolution of large, fleshy fruit that would have been attractive to a small arboreal mammal. Sussman argued that, just as primates were evolving anatomical traits that made them more efficient fruit foragers, angiosperms were also evolving fruit that would be more attractive to primates to promote better seed dispersal. This mutually beneficial relationship between the angiosperms and the primates was termed coevolution, or more specifically diffuse coevolution. At about the same time, D.Tab Rasmussen noted several parallel traits in primates and the South American woolly opossum, Calwamis. He argued that early primates were probably foraging on both fruits and insects, Rasmussen 1990. As is true of Calwamis today, early primates probably foraged for fruits in the terminal branches of angiosperms, and they probably used their visual sense to aid in catching insects. Insects are also attracted to fruit and flowers, so these insects represent a convenient opportunity for a primarily fruit-eating primate to gather protein. This solution is, in effect, a compromise between the visual predation hypothesis and the angiosperm primate coevolution hypothesis. It is worth noting that other models of primate origins have been proposed, and these include the possibility that no single ecological scenario can account for the origin of primates. The origin of primates Paleocene, mammals in the wake of dinosaur extinctions placental mammals, including primates, originated in the Mesozoic era approximately 251 million to 65.5 million years ago, the age of dinosaurs. During this time, most placental mammals were small, probably nocturnal, and probably avoided predators via camouflage and slow, quiet movement. It has been suggested that the success and diversity of the dinosaurs constituted a kind of ecological barrier to Mesozoic mammals. the extinction of the dinosaurs and many other organisms at the end of the Cretaceous period, approximately 145.5-65.5 million years ago, might have opened up these ecological niches, leading to the increased diversity and disparity in mammals of the Tertiary period, approximately 65.5-2.5 million years ago. The Paleocene was the first epoch in the Age of Mammals. Soon after the Cretaceous Tertiary, KT, extinction event, new groups of placental mammals appear in the fossil record. Many of these groups achieve a broad range of sizes and lifestyles as well as a great number of species before declining sometime in the Eocene, or soon thereafter. These 278 pipe primate evolution groups were ultimately replaced by the modern orders of placental mammals, figure 8.3. It is unknown whether these replacements occurred gradually, for example by competitive exclusion, or rapidly, perhaps by sudden geographic dispersals with replacement. In some senses, the Paleocene might have been a time of recovery from the extinction event. It was cooler and more seasonal globally than the subsequent Eocene. Figure 8.3 depiction of Eocene flora and fauna in North America. Plesiad epiforms, the archaic primates. The Paleocene epoch saw the emergence of several families of mammals that have been implicated in the origin of primates. These are the Plesiad epiforms. Plesiad epiforms are archaic primates, meaning that they possess some primate features and lack others. The word Plesiad epiform means almost adapiform, a reference to some similarities between some Plesiad epiforms and some adapiforms, or adipoids. Later appearing true primates, mainly in the molar teeth. Because enamel fossilizes better than other parts of the body, the molar teeth are the parts most often found and first discovered for any new species. Thus, dental similarities were often the first to be noticed by early mammalian paleontologists, partly explaining why Plesiad epiforms were thought to be primates. Major morphological differences between Plesiad epiforms and euprimates, true primates, were observed later when more parts of Plesiad epiform skeletons were discovered. Many Plesiad epiforms have unusual anterior teeth, and most have digits possessing claws rather than nails. So far, no Plesiad epiform ever discovered has a post-orbital bar seen in extant strepsirrhines or septum as seen in diplurohinds, and whether or not the auditory bulla was formed by the petrous bone remains unclear for many Plesiad epiform specimens. Nevertheless, there are compelling reasons, partly from new skeletal material, for including Plesiad epiforms within the order primates. Geographic and temporal distribution. Purgatorius is generally considered to be the earliest primate. This Paleocene mammal is known from teeth that are very primate evolution pipe 279 primitive for a primate. It has some characteristics that suggest it is a basal Plesiad epiform, but there is very little to link it specifically with euprimates, see Clements 2004. Its ankle bones suggest a high degree of mobility, signaling an arboreal lifestyle, Chester et al. 2015. Purgatorius is primitive enough to have given rise to all primates, including the Plesiad epiforms. Plesiad epiform families were numerous and diverse during parts of the Paleocene in western North America and western Europe, with some genera, for example, Plesiad apis. See Table 8.1, living on both continents, figure 8.4. Thus, there were probably corridors for Plesiad epiform dispersal between the two continents, and it stands to reason that these mammals were living all across North America, including in the eastern half of the continent and at high latitudes. A few Plesiad epiforms have been described from Asia, for example, Carpocris, but the affinities of these remain uncertain. Figure 8.4 map of the world in the Paleocene, highlighting Plesiad epiform localities. General morphological features. Although there is much morphological variation among the families of Plesiad epiforms, there are some common features of the group. Most Plesiad epiforms were small, the largest being about 3 kilograms, approximately 7 pounds. Plesiad apis cookae. They had small brains and fairly large snouts, with variable eye size, as deduced from the bony orbits. In general, the eyes face more laterally than in euprimates. Most Plesiad epiforms had large incisors relative to the molars, and in some species, the lower incisors, usually one pair, are reminiscent of long daggers or spears. In many Plesiad epiforms, the upper central incisors are also very unusual, with small cuspids spaced out like fingers, having some unknown function perhaps related to seizing or cropping food. Many species show reduction and or loss of the canine and anterior premolars, with the resulting formation of a rodent-like diastema. This probably implies a herbivorous diet. The spaces available for the chewing musculature are very large, and most plesiadapiforms probably had very powerful chewing muscles, perhaps capable of processing very tough foods, for example, leaves. Some families appear to have had very specialized diets, as suggested by unusual tooth and jaw shapes. For example, an enlarged, laterally compressed, blade-like lower premolar appears to have evolved via convergent evolution in two different families, the Carpalistidae and the Saxonellidae. Arguably the most interesting and unusual family of plesiadapiforms is the Carpalistidae. This family contains three major genera and a few minor ones. They are almost exclusively from North America, with a couple of possible members from Asia, and mainly from the Middle and Late Paleocene. Their molars are not very remarkable, being quite similar to those of some other plesiadapiforms, for example, Plesiadapidae. However, nearly everything else is unusual. Their lower posterior premolars, P4, are laterally compressed and blade-like with vertical serrations topped by tiny cuspids. This unusual dental morphology is termed plagiolacoid, Simpson 1933. It is similar to the condition in some living and fossil marsupials, but in marsupials, the blade-like lower tooth slides across a similar-looking blade-like upper tooth. In Carpalistids, the blade-like tooth meets upper premolars that look completely different. The upper premolar occlusal surfaces are broad and are covered with many small cuspids. The blade-like lower premolar might have cut across these cuspids, between them, or both. 280 pipe primate evolution. Many plesiadapiforms have hallmarks of arboreality in the skeleton, though the long bones are rather robust. Instead of having nails, most taxa had sharp claws on most or all of the digits. The extremities show signs that at least some of these archaic primates had grasping abilities comparable to those of primates and some arboreal marsupials. Nearly complete skeletons are known for several North American plesiadapiforms, and these have yielded a tremendous wealth of information on locomotor and foraging habits. Many plesiadapiforms appear to have been well adapted to clinging to vertical substrates, like a broad tree trunk, using their sharp claws, propelling themselves upward using powerful hind limbs, bounding along horizontal supports, figure 8.5 an artistic rendition of Carpalistes simpsoni moving along a small diameter support, grasping smaller branches, and moving headfirst down tree trunks. In Carpalistids in particular, the skeleton appears to have been especially well adapted to moving slowly and carefully in small terminal branches. The big toe likely was especially good at grasping, figure 8.5. There is a single specimen of a flattened nail-bearing distal big toe bone of Carpalistes simpsoni, table 8.1, and this feature suggests affinities with euprimates. Debate, relationship of plesiadapiforms to true primates in the middle of the 20th century. Tree shrews, order Scandentia, were often considered part of the order primates, based on anatomical similarities between some tree shrews and primates. For many people, plesiadapiforms represented intermediates between primates and tree shrews, so plesiadapiforms were included in primates as well. Later, studies of reproduction and brain anatomy in tree shrews and lemurs suggested that tree shrews are not primates, for example, Martin 1968. This was soon followed by the suggestion to also expel plesiadapiforms, Martin 1972. Like tree shrews, plesiadapiforms lack a postorbital bar, nails, and details of the ear region that characterize true primates. Many paleoanthropologists were reluctant to accept this move to banish plesiadapiforms, for example P.T. Gingrich 1980. Later, Beard 1990 found that in some ways, the digits of paramammid plesiadapiforms are actually more similar to those of Dermopterans, order Dermoptera, the closest living relatives of primates, than they are to those of primates themselves, but see Cross 1991. At the same time, Kay and colleagues 1990 found that cranial circulation patterns and auditory bulb morphology in the paramammid, Ignatius, table 8.1, are more like those of Dermopterans than like those of primates. For many anthropologists, this one-two punch effectively removed plesiadapiforms from the order primates. In the last two decades, the tide of opinion has turned again, with many researchers including plesiadapiforms in the order primates. New and more complete specimens demonstrate that the postcranial skeletons of plesiadapiforms, including the hands and feet, were primate-like, not dermopteran-like, Block and Boyer 2002, 2007. New fine-grained Connecticut scans of relatively complete plesiadapiform skulls revealed that they share some key traits with primates to the exclusion of other placental mammals, Locke and Silcox 2006. Most significant was the suggestion that Carpalestes simpsoni possessed an auditory bulla formed by the petrosal bone, like in all living primates. The debate about the status of plesiadapiforms continues, owing to a persistent lack of key bones in some species and owing to genuine complexity of the anatomical traits involved. Maybe plesiadapiforms were the primitive stock from which our primates arose, with some plesiadapiforms, for example, Carpalestids, nearer to the primate stem than others. Primate Evolution Pipe 281 Geographic and Temporal Distribution. The first universally accepted primates to appear in the fossil record are the earliest members of two groups, the adipoids and the ammonioids. These groups become quite distinct over evolutionary time, filling mutually exclusive niches for the most part. However, at the start of the Eocene, the most primitive adipoids are very similar to the most primitive ammonioids. Adipoids are called adapiforms, or adipides by some, and are here considered members of the superfamily Adipoidea. Ammonioids, ammoniforms or ammoniids, according to some, are members of the superfamily Ammonioidea. The adipoids were mainly diurnal and herbivorous, with some achieving larger sizes than any plesiadapiforms, 10 kilograms, 22 pounds. By contrast, the ammonioids were mainly nocturnal, insectivorous and frugivorous, and small. Both groups appear suddenly at the start of the Eocene, where they are present in Western North America, Western Europe, and India, figure 8.6. If the primate Altiolaceus is an ammonioid, then these were also present in the late Paleocene of North Africa. This wide dispersal of early primates was probably due to the presence of rainforest corridors extending far into northern latitudes. In North America and Europe, both groups achieved considerable diversity in the Middle Eocene, then mostly died out at the end of that epoch. In some Eocene rock formations in the western United States, adipoids and ammonioids make up a major part of the mammalian fauna. The Eocene of India has yielded a modest diversity of euprimates, some of which are so primitive that it is difficult to know whether they are adipoids or ammonioids or even early anthropoids. Figure 8.6 Map of the World in the Eocene, highlighting adipoid and ammonioid localities. Adipoids and ammonioids barely survived the Eocene-Oligocene extinctions, when colder temperatures, increased seasonality, and the retreat of rainforests to lower latitudes led to changes in mammalian biogeography. In North America, one genus originally considered an ammonioid, but recently placed in the Adipoidea, persisted until the Miocene, Ecmoacacia, from various parts of North America. Rose and Rensberger 1983. This taxon has highly unusual teeth and might have been a late immigrant to North America from Asia. In Asia, one family of adipoids, the Cephalodapidae, retained considerable diversity as late as the late Miocene. In Africa and Arabia, several fossil primates resembling extant strepsirrhines were present in the Eocene and Oligocene approximately 34 million to 24 million years ago. Seifert 2012. Adipoid diversity. Adipoids were very diverse, particularly in the Eocene of North America and Europe. They can be divided into six families, with a few species of uncertain familial relationship. As a group, adipoids have some features in common, although much of what they share is primitive. Important features include the hallmarks of eprimates: post-orbital bar, flattened nails, grasping extremities, and a petrosal bulla. In addition, some adipoids retain the primitive dental formula of 2.1.4.3. That is, in each quadrant of the mouth, there are two incisors, one canine, four premolars, and three molars. In general, the incisors are small compared to the molars, but the canines are relatively large, with sexual dimorphism in some species. Their snouts are somewhat long, and evidence from cranial specimens suggests that the carotid artery 282 pipe primate evolution branches that fed the front of the brain were variable and sometimes multiple. Cutting crests on the molars are well developed in some species, and the two halves of the mandible were fused at the midline in some species. Some adipoids were quite small, Enchomamis at a little over 100 grams, and some were quite large, Magnatopus at 10 kilograms, 22 pounds. Many had relatively small eyes, and in some the eyes face somewhat laterally and or upwardly. Furthermore, the spaces and attachment features for the chewing muscles were truly enormous in some species, suggesting that these muscles were very large and powerful. Taken together, this suggests an overall adaptive profile of diurnal herbivory. The canine sexual dimorphism in some species suggests a possible mating pattern of polygyny, as males in polygynous primate species often compete with each other for mates and have especially large canine teeth. The description that follows provides greater detail for the two best-known apoid families, the Adapidae and the Nutharctidae. The additional families are summarized briefly. The first adipoids to be described belong to the family Adapidae. This family was exclusive to Europe and includes some of the most cranially and postcranially robust primates of the Eocene, figure 8.7. The first primate fossil ever named was Adapts, which was described by Baron George Cuvier between 1812 and 1822. Originally it was thought to be an ungulate and was recognized as a primate starting in the 1870s. Many adipoids are known from exceptionally complete cranial and postcranial material from France and Switzerland. Unfortunately, most of the best fossils were collected in the 1800s as part of fertilizer mining operations, and stratigraphic provenience of those specimens is uncertain. Furthermore, these fossils come from jumbled fissure fills, making it hard to know which bones came from the same animal. Figure 8.7 representative crania of adipoids, European adipoids, from the Natural History Museum in Montauban, France. The white scale bar is 1 centimeter long. Perhaps the best known adipoids are the Nutharctidae from Western North America, with a few species from Europe. Collections from Wyoming and Colorado in the United States have yielded many relatively complete skeletons, not to mention thousands of jaws with teeth of such genera as Nutharctis, Table 8.1, Cunteus, and Smilodex. The Nutharctides have been described as especially lemur-like, Table 8.2, on the basis of their postcranial adaptations for clinging and leaping, as well as on the basis of overall cranial resemblance, Gregory 1920. The primitive Cunteus has representatives in both North America and Europe. The Chercaminidae, for example, Domricellia, Table 8.1, from Europe and Asia includes some of the most primitive adipoids. The Canopithecidae contains several genera once considered to be in Chercaminidae, but that share an overall decreased primate evolution type 283 in the length of the snout, accompanied by increasing robusticity of the jaws, loss of some premolar teeth, and leaping adaptations. This family must have been very widely dispersed across the northern continents, as it has representatives in the Eocene of Europe, North America, Africa, and Asia, Kirk and Williams 2011, Seifert et al. 2009. It includes the Phaeum genera Aphromonius and Aphrodopus, Table 8.1, as well as Europo lemur, Gutinosha, and Arwenius, Figure 8.8, from the Missel oil shales in Germany, approximately 47.3 million years ago. Figure 8.8 Arwenius mosseli. The slab on the left is plate A and the slab on the right is plate B, the parts of the skeleton in B that are outside of the dashed lines were fabricated. The Asiatapidae and Civilidapidae are known from only Asia. Asiatapids are primitive adipoids from India. Postcranial elements are known from the same horizons as the described teeth, but the combination of anatomical traits in these bones makes it difficult to know if they belong to adipoids or to ammonioids, both of which were present, Dunn et al. 2016, Rose et al. 2018. The Civilidapidae from India, Pakistan, China, and Thailand, for example, Civilidapis. Table 8.1, mostly represented by jaws with teeth, persisted well into the Miocene and, in some cases, achieved a large size, 4 kilograms, 8.82 pounds. The Civilidapides might have evolved from the Asiatapides. 284 pipe primate evolution. Ammonioid diversity. Like adipoids, ammonioids appeared suddenly at the start of the Eocene and then became very diverse, with most species dying out before the Oligocene. Ammonioids are known from thousands of jaws with teeth, relatively complete skulls for about a half dozen species, and very little postcranial material. Ammonioids were relatively small primates, with the largest being less than 3 kilograms, approximately 7 pounds, Macrotarsius montanus. All known crania possess a postorbital bar, which in some has been described as incipient closure. Some but not all known crania have an elongated bony ear tube extending lateral to the location of the eardrum, a feature seen in living tarsiers and catarrhines. The anterior teeth tend to be large, with canines that are usually not much larger than the incisors. Often it is difficult to distinguish closely related species using molar morphology, but the premolars tend to be distinct from one species to another. The postcranial skeleton of most imamioids shows hallmarks of leaping behavior reminiscent of that of tarsiers. European imamioids are grouped together in one family, the Microchoeridae. All Microchoerides were small, had relatively large eyes, and were probably nocturnal frugivore insectivores. Some species are known from some of the same classic fissure fill deposits as adipoids. These have yielded beautifully preserved cranial material, especially for the genus Necrolemur. The cranial morphology of Necrolemur led early paleoanthropologists to suspect they had something to do with the origin of tarsiers, a hypothesis that persists to this day, see Table 8.2. Furthermore, well-preserved ankle bones of Necrolemur and other Microchoerides are strikingly like the ankle bones of tarsiers, Schmidt 1979, suggesting that if there is no special relationship to tarsiers, then at least they were leaping in very similar ways. In North America, imamioids became very diverse and abundant. In fact, imamioids from Wyoming are sufficiently abundant and from such stratigraphically controlled conditions that they have served as strong evidence for the gradual evolution of anatomical traits over time, Rose and Bone 1984. These gradual changes have also made it difficult in some cases to establish clear boundaries between species, because such boundaries usually rely on discrete differences in anatomical traits. As with European imamioids, those in North America were probably mainly small, nocturnal, and frugivorous insectivorous, Strait 2001. The preserved crania and some species, for example, Shoshonius, are very like those of tarsiers, Beard and McPhee 1994, though lacking the degree of post-orbital closure. Crania in some other species, for example, Runia, are quite unusual. North American imamioids are grouped into one family, Imamiidae, with two subfamilies, Anaptomorphini and Imamiini. The Anaptomorphines were mostly smaller and more generalized, whereas some Imamiins achieved larger sizes, 1-2 kilograms, 2-4 pounds, and some were more specialized. Talhardina, figure 8.9. Table 8.1 is one of the earliest, and arguably the most primitive of imamioids. Talhardina has several species, most of which are from North America, with one from Europe, T. belgica, and one from Asia, T. asiatica. The species of this genus are anatomically similar, and the deposits from which they are derived are roughly contemporaneous. Thus, this small figure 8.9, a map of the world during the earliest Miocene, showing one hypothesis for the direction of dispersal of the imamioid Talhardina. The image also emphasizes the presence of forest corridors at high latitudes. Smith et al. 2006. National Academy of Sciences. Primate likely dispersed across the northern continents very rapidly, Smith et al. 2006. Primate Evolution, Pipe 285. The emergence of modern primate groups. Origins of crowned trypsirhines. Until the turn of this century, very little was known about the origins of the crown, living, strepsirhines. The Quaternary Record of Madagascar contains many amazing forms of lemurs, including giant sloth-like lemurs, lemurs with perhaps monkey-like habits, lemurs with koala-like habits, and even a giant eye, Godfrey and Junger's 2002. However, in Madagascar, early tertiary continental sediments are lacking, and there is no record of lemur fossils before the Pleistocene. The fossil record of Galagos is slightly more informative. Namely, there are Miocene African fossils that are very likely progenitors of lemurizides, Simpson 1967. However, these are much like modern Galagos and do not reveal anything about the relationship between crowned strepsirhines and Miocene fossil primates, but see below regarding Propodo. A similar situation exists for lorises in Asia. There are Miocene representatives, but these are substantially like modern lorises. In 2003, the description of two new fossil genera from the Birket Karun locality in the Fayum Basin of Egypt provided the smoking gun for the origin of crowned strepsirhines, Seifert et al. 2003. Sahara Galago and Caranesia are two small primates that bear clear affinities with crowned strepsirhines to the exclusion of other primates. Most striking is a lower canine of Caranesia that clearly sat within a strepsirhine-style toothcomb. Recently, several other African primates have been recognized as having strepsirhine affinities, Seifert 2012. These include Azibius and Algeripithecus from Algeria, Jebel lemur from Tunisia, Omanodon and Shazaradon from Oman, and Amaya from Namibia, Seemarivo et al. 2013. These important fossil primates are mainly known from teeth and jaws. The enigmatic phaeum primate Plesiopithecus is known from a single skull that has been compared to Eyes and Tularis's Godinot 2006. Simons and Rasmussen 1994a. The now recognized diversity of stem strepsirrhines from the Eocene and Oligocene of Afro-Arabia is strong evidence to suggest that strepsirrhines originated in that geographic area. This implies that Tularis's dispersed to Asia subsequent to an African origin. It is unknown what the first strepsirrhines in Madagascar were like. However, it seems likely that the lemuriform larigiform split occurred in continental Africa, followed by dispersal of lemuriform stock to Madagascar. Recent evidence suggests that Propoto, a Miocene primate from Kenya originally described as a proto-antecedent, actually forms a clade with Plesiopithecus in the II. This might suggest that strepsirrhines dispersed to Madagascar from continental Africa more than once. Gunnell et al. 2018. The fossil record of tarsiers. Tarsiers are so unusual that they fuel major debates about primate taxonomy. Tarsiers today are moderately diverse, but geographically limited and not very different in their ecological habits, especially considering that the split between them and their nearest living relative probably occurred over 50 million years ago. If ammonioids are excluded, then the fossil record of tarsiers is very limited. Two fossil species from the Miocene of Thailand have been placed in the genus Tarsius, as has an Eocene fossil from China, Beard et al. 1994. These, and Xanthorhis's from the Eocene of China, are all very tarsier-like. In fact, it is striking that Tarsius eocanus from China was already so tarsier-like as early as the Eocene. This suggests that tarsiers achieved their current morphology very early on in their evolution and have remained more or less the same, while other primates changed dramatically. Two additional genera, Afrotarsius from the Oligocene of Egypt and Libya and Afrasia from the Eocene of Myanmar, have also been implicated in tarsier origins, though the relationship between them and tarsiers is unclear. Chaimani et al. 2012. More recently, a partial skeleton 286 pipe primate evolution of a small Eocene primate from China, Archosebus achilles, dated to approximately 55.8 million to 54.8 million years ago, was described as the most basal tarsiform, Nie et al. 2013. This primate is reconstructed as a diurnal insectivore and an arboreal quadruped that did some leaping, but not to the specialized degree seen in living tarsiers. The anatomy of the eye in living tarsiers suggests that their lineage passed through a diurnal stage, so Archosebus and diurnal ammonioids might represent such a stage. Climate change and the paleogeography of modern primate origins. Changing global climate has had profound effects on primate dispersal patterns and ecological habits over evolutionary time. Primates today are strongly tied to patches of trees and particular plant parts such as fruits, seeds, and immature leaves. It is no surprise, then, that the distribution of primates mirrors the distribution of forests. Today, primates are most diverse in the tropics and especially in tropical rainforests. Global temperature trends across the tertiary have affected primate ranges. Following the Cretaceous tertiary extinction event, cooler temperatures and greater seasonality. Figure 8.10 map of key localities of early anthropoids. Note that the 1, land masses are in their current configuration. Characterize the Paleocene. In the Eocene, temperatures and probably rainfall increased globally and rainforests likely extended to very high latitudes. During this time, you primates became very diverse. With cooling and increased aridity at the end of the Eocene, many primate extinctions occurred in the northern continents and the surviving primates were confined to lower latitudes in South America, Afro-Arabia, Asia, and Southern Europe. Among these survivors are the progenitors of the living groups of primates, lemurs and larises, tarsiers, New World monkeys, Old World monkeys, and apes. Figure 8.10. Competing hypotheses for the origin of anthropoids. There is considerable debate among paleoanthropologists as to the geographic origins of anthropoids. In addition, there is debate regarding the source group for anthropoids. Three different hypotheses have been articulated in the literature. These are the anthropoid origin hypothesis, the ammonioid origin hypothesis, and the tarsier origin hypothesis. Figure 8.11. Primate evolution pipe 287 strepsirrhines tarsiers anthropoids strepsirrhines tarsiers anthropoids. Figure 8.11. Competing trees for anthropoid origin S. Brand CH lengths are in of to scale. Note that the position of strepsirrhines is not necessarily specified by the ammonioid origin and tarsier origin models. adipoid origin hypothesis. Resemblances between some adipoids and some extant anthropoids include fusion of the mandibular symphysis, overall robusticity of the chewing system, overall large body size, features that signal a diurnal lifestyle like relatively 288 pipe primate evolution small eye sockets, and details of ankle bone morphology. Another feature in common is canine sexual dimorphism, which is present in some species of adipoids, probably, and in several species of anthropoids. These features led some paleoanthropologists in the last half of the 20th century to suggest that anthropoids arose from adipoid stock. Gingrich 1980, Simons and Rasmussen 1994b. One of the earliest supporters of the link between adipoids and anthropoids was Hans-Georg Stellin, who described much of the best material of adipoids and who compared these Eocene primates to South American monkeys, Stellin 1912. In more recent times, the adipoid origin hypothesis was reinforced by resemblances between these European adipoids, especially Adapts and Leptodapus, and some early anthropoids from the Fayum Basin, for example, Egyptopithecus, see below. Table 8.1. Unfortunately for the adipoid hypothesis, most of the shared features listed above probably arose independently in the two groups as adaptations to a diet of hardened or tough foods. For example, fusion of the mandibular symphysis likely evolved as a means to strengthen the jaw against forces that would pull the two halves away from each other, in the context of active chewing muscles on both sides of the head generating great bite forces. This context would also favor the development of robust jaws, large chewing muscles, shorter faces, and some other features shared by some adipoids and some anthropoids. As older and more primitive anthropoids were found in the Fayum Basin, it became clear that the earliest anthropoids from Africa do not possess these features of jaw robusticity, Seifert et al. 2009. Furthermore, many adipoids never evolved these features. Fusion of the mandibular symphysis in adipoids is actually quite different from that in anthropoids and probably occurred during juvenile development in the former, Beecher 1983, Rivosa 1996. Eventually, the adipoid origin hypothesis fell out of favor among most paleoanthropologists, although the description of Dinaeus is a recent revival of that idea, Franzen et al. 2009. But see Seifert et al. 2009, Williams et al. 2010b. A mammoid origin hypothesis. Similarities in cranial and hind limb morphology between some mammoids and extant tarsiers have led to the suggestion that tarsiers arose from some kind of a mammoid. In particular, Necrolemur has many features in common with tarsiers, as does the North American Shoshonius, which is known from a few beautifully preserved, although distorted, crania. Tarsiers and Shoshonius share exclusively some features of the base of the cranium. However, Shoshonius does not have any sign of postorbital closure, and it lacks the bony ear tube of tarsiers. Nevertheless, some of the resemblances between some mammoids and tarsiers suggest that tarsiers might have originated from within the mammoidea, Beard 2002, Beard and McPhee 1994. In this scenario, although living tarsiers and living anthropoids might be sister taxa, they might have evolved from different mammoids, possibly separated from each other by more than 50 million years of evolution, or anthropoids evolved from some non-mammoid fossil group. The arguments against the mammoid origin hypothesis are essentially the arguments for the tarsier origin hypothesis, see below. Namely, tarsiers and anthropoids share many features, especially of the soft tissues, that must have been retained for many millions of years, or must have evolved convergently in the two groups. Furthermore, a key hard tissue feature shared between the two extant groups, the postorbital septum, was not present in any mammoid. Therefore, that feature must have arisen convergently in the two extant groups or must have been lost in mammoids. Neither scenario is very appealing, although recent arguments for convergent evolution of the postorbital septum in tarsiers and anthropoids have arisen from embryology and histology of the structure, Delian et al. 2016. Primate evolution pipe 289 tarsier origin hypothesis. Several paleoanthropologists have suggested that there is a relationship between tarsiers and anthropoids to the exclusion of mammoids and adipoids. For example, Cockmill and K 1978, Ross 2000, Williams and K 1995. As mentioned, tarsiers and anthropoids today share several traits. These include many soft tissue features related to the olfactory system, such as the loss of a hairless external nose and loss of the median cleft running from the nose to the mouth, possessed by strepsirrhines. also included are aspects of the visual system such as the loss of a reflective layer at the back of the eye, similarities in carotid circulation to the brain, and mode of placentation. Unfortunately, none of these can be assessed directly in fossils. Some bony similarities between tarsiers and anthropoids include an extra air-filled chamber below the middle ear cavity, reduced bones within the nasal cavity, and substantial postorbital closure. These can be assessed in fossils, but the distribution of these traits in ammonioids does not yield clear answers. Furthermore, several of the similarities between tarsiers and anthropoids are probably due to similarities in the sensory systems, which might have evolved in parallel for ecological reasons. Although early attempts to resolve the crown primates with molecular data were sometimes equivocal or in disagreement with one another, more recent analyses, including those of short interspersed elements, suggest that tarsiers and anthropoids are sister groups to the exclusion of lemurs and lorises, Williams et al. 2010a. However, this does not address ammonioids, all of which are far too ancient for DNA extraction. The above three hypotheses are not the only possibilities for anthropoid origins. It may be that anthropoids are neither the closest sister group of tarsiers, nor evolved from adipoids or ammonioids. In recent years, two new groups of Eocene-Aegean primates have been implicated in the origin of anthropoids, the Eoshimids and the Amphipithecines. It is possible that one or the other of these two groups gave rise to anthropoids. Regardless of the true configuration of the tree for crown primates, the three major extant groups probably diverged from each other quite long ago, Seifert et al. 2004. Early anthropoid fossils in Africa figure 8.1 to Egyptian workers sweeping quarry in the Fayum Basin, 2004. This is a technique called wind harvesting that removes the desert crust and permits wind to blow out finny sedimenti and riveri fossils. 290 pipe primate evolution figure 8.13 Owen Laverne Simons excavating Egyptopithecus in the Fayum Basin. The classic localities yielding the greatest wealth of early anthropoid fossils are those from the Fayum Basin in Egypt, Simons 2008. Figure 8.12. The Fayum is a veritable oasis of fossil primates in an otherwise rather spotty early tertiary African record. Since the 1960s, teams led by E.L. Simons have discovered several new species of early anthropoids, some of which are known from many parts of the skeleton and several individuals, figure 8.13. The Fayum Jebel Kitrani Formation and Birkut Karun Formation between them have yielded a remarkable array of terrestrial, arboreal, and aquatic mammals. These include ungulates, bats, sea cows, elephants, hyraces, rodents, whales, and primates. Also, many other vertebrates, like water birds, were present. The area at the time of deposition, late Eocene through early Oligocene, was probably very wet, with slow-moving rivers, standing water, swampy conditions, and lots of trees. See Bone and Krause 1988. In short, it was an excellent place for primates. General morphology of anthropoids. The anthropoids known from the Fayum and their close relatives from elsewhere in East Africa and Afro-Arabia bear many of the anatomical hallmarks of extant anthropoids. However, there are primitive forms in several families that lack one or more anthropoid traits. All Fayum anthropoids known from skulls possess postorbital closure, most had fused mandibular symphyses, and most had ring-like ectotympanic bones. Tooth formulae were generally either 2.1.3.3 or 2.i.2.3. Fayum anthropoids ranged in size from the very small Catrania and Berisha, less than 500 grams, to the much larger Egyptopithecus, approximately 7 kilograms, 15 pounds. Fruit was probably the main component of the diet for most or all of the anthropoids, with some of them supplementing with leaves, K. and Simons 1980, Tiford et al. 1996, Kirk and Simons 2001. Most Fayum anthropoids were probably diurnal above branch quadrupeds. Some of them, for example, Apodium, Table 8.1, were probably very good leapers, Japo and Simons 1987, but none show specializations for gibbon-style suspensory locomotion. Some of the Fayum anthropoids are known from hundreds of individuals, permitting the assessment of individual variation, sexual dimorphism, and in some cases growth and development. The description that follows provides greater detail for the two best-known Fayum anthropoid families, the Proplyapithecidae and the Parapithecidae. The additional families are summarized briefly. Fayum anthropoid families. The Proplyapithecidae, for example, Pliopithecus. Table 8.1 include the largest anthropoids from the fauna, and they are known from several crania and some postcranial elements. They have been suggested to be stem catarrhines, old world monkeys and apes, although perhaps near the split between catarrhines and platyrrhines. The best known pliopithecide is Aegyptopithecus, known for many teeth, crania, and postcranial elements. The crania, figure 8.14, show substantial morphological variation between individuals, some of which might be due to sexual dimorphism and a polygynous mating system, Simons et al. 2007. Aegyptopithecus was large, greater than 7 kilograms, 15 pounds, with prominent attachments for the chewing muscles and with low, rounded, and well-buttressed molars. The snout is long and the canines are large. There is only partial development of a bony ear tube, Simons et al. 2007. The known long bones of Aegyptopithecus are quite robust, and the skeleton suggests that this animal was a generalized arboreal quadruped with no strong specialization for suspension, Japo and Simons 1987. Primate evolution pipe 291 figure 8.14 female and male skull material for Aegyptopithecus zeuxis. The female is on the left. The mandibles are not associated with the crania. Simons et al. 2007. Copyright, 2007, National Academy of Sciences. An extremely abundant and unusual family of anthropoids from the Fayum is the Parapithecidae. Parapithecides have the primitive anthropoid tooth formula of 2.1.3.3, and they have very large conules on the upper molars and premolars. The Parapithecidae apodium is known from many jaws with teeth, crushed and distorted crania, and several skeletal elements. The molars of apodium had low, rounded cusps and thick enamel, suggesting a frugivorous diet. Apodium was probably a good leaper, having tightly opposed distal tibia and fibula as well as a narrow distal femur with a deep patellar groove, Flegel and Simons 1995. Parapithecus is known from cranial material including a beautiful, undistorted cranium. This genus shows extreme reduction of the incisors, including complete absence of the lower incisors in P. Grangeri, Simons 2001. This trait is unique among primates. Berisha is a primitive member of the family that has the primitive trait of an unfused mandibular symphysis. Parapithecides were once thought to be the ancestral stock of platyrrhines. However, their platyrrhine-like features are probably just primitive retentions, and the most conservative approach is to consider them stem anthropoids. The Oligopithecidae share the catarrhine tooth formula of 2.1.2.3 as well as having a canine honing complex that involves the anterior lower premolar. The postcranial elements known for the group suggest generalized arboreal quadrupedalism. The best known member, Catopithecus, is known from crania that demonstrate a postorbital septum and from mandibles that lack symphyseal fusion, Simons and Rasmussen 1996. The jaws are deep, with broad muscle attachment areas and crested teeth. Catopithecus was probably a little less than a kilogram in weight. The Proteopithecidae had an overall primitive dentition that includes three premolars per quadrant and a generalized skeleton. They are considered stem anthropoids. The best known genus, Proteopithecus, is represented by dentitions, crania, and postcranial elements that suggest a diet of mostly fruit and a generalized style of locomotion, including arboreal quadrupedalism with some leaping, Simons and Seifert 1999. It weighed about a kilogram. Other genera of putative anthropoids from the Fayum include the very poorly known Arsinu, the contentious Afrotarsius, and the enigmatic Nosmips. The last of these possesses traits of several major primate clades and defies classification, Seifert et al. 2010. 292 pipe primate evolution early anthropoid fossils in Asia. For the last half of the 1900s, researchers believed that Africa was the unquestioned homeland of early anthropoids, see Flegel and K. 1994. However, two very different groups of primates from Asia soon began to change that. One was an entirely new discovery, Eosimidae, and the other was a poorly known group discovered decades prior, Amphipithecidae. Soon, attention on anthropoid origins began to shift eastward, see Ross and Kate 2004, Simons 2004. If anthropoids arose in Asia instead of Africa, then this implies that the African early anthropoids either emigrated from Asia or evolved their anthropoid traits in parallel with living anthropoids. Eosimids first described in the 1990s, the Eosimids are best represented by Eosimias, Table 8.1. This Don monkey is known from relatively complete jaws with teeth, a few small fragments of the face, and some postcranial elements. Beard et al. 1994. Beard et al. 1996. Japo et al. 2000. The lower jaw is distinctive in being very deep relative to its length and breadth, as in some early phaeomanthropoids. Figure 8.15. It also has pointed incisors that are about the same size as the canines. The lower premolars are crowded together and they are set obliquely in the jaw. This last trait, also present figure 8.15 cast of the right half of the mandible of Iosimia centenucus, type specimen. The white scale bar is 1 cm long. In another eosimid called Mahinia, was described as a shared derived trait with anthropoids, though it is also present in some adipoids, for example, Afrodipus from North Africa and Asiatipus. Table 8.1 from India. The mandibular symphysis is vertically inclined, as in some anthropoids, but is unfused. Overall, Iosimias was small, no heavier than a can of soda pop. Iosimias, along with the other less well-known genera and its family, bears some resemblance to tarsiers as well as anthropoids. The shared features with anthropoids are mainly jaw shape and details of dental morphology. Unfortunately, no good crania are known for this family and the anatomy of, for example, the posterior orbital margin could be very revealing as to higher level relationships. Amphipithecines. Amphipithecines are small to medium-sized primates, up to 10 kilograms, 22 pounds. Most are from the Eocene Pontong Formation in Myanmar, early Middle Eocene, but one genus is known from Thailand. They were first discovered in the 1910s, and all of the specimens discovered in the first half of the 20th century were fragmentary jaws with teeth that were mostly worn down. Nevertheless, some dental similarities with anthropoids were noted early on. These include deep jaws and wide basins that separate low molar cusps. Starting in the 1970s, intensive collecting efforts in Myanmar yielded new material for the best-known genera Pondongia and Amphipithecus. Sakin and Gunnell 2002. Table 8.1. Soon, another genus was discovered, Myanmarpithecus. It bears some resemblance to the other genera, but has longer molar crests, suggesting a higher degree of filigree. K. et al. 2004. Another amphipithecide, Simapithecus from Thailand, has very rounded molars and was probably a seed eater. Figure 8.16. In addition to teeth and jaws, some cranial fragments, ankle material, and ends of postcranial bones have been found for Pondongia. There are important resemblances between the postcranial bones of Pondongia and those of adipoids, suggesting adipoid affinities for the amphipithecidae. This would imply that the resemblances with anthropoids in the teeth are convergent, based on similarities in diet. C. Primate Evolution Pipe 293. Sakin and Gunnell 2002. Unfortunately, the association between postcranial bones and teeth is not definite. With other primates in these faunas, including the eosimids, one cannot be certain that the postcranial bones belong with the teeth. Perhaps, as suggested by some of the bones belong to a cephalodapid or asiatapid, and others belong to an early anthropoid. Beard et al. 2007. Marivo et al. 2003. Additional well-associated material of amphipithecides which help to clear up this uncertainty. Figure 8.16. Costs of representative amphipithecide material. A. Pondongia cuatari right lower jaw fragment with M2 and M3. B. Simapithecus eocanus right upper jaw fragment with P4 meters. 3. C. Eocanus right lower jaw fragment with partial milliliters, M2, and M3 in lateral view. Note the great depth of this jaw. D. Same as in C, but occlusal view. White scale bars are 1 centimeter long. The scale is the same for A, B, and D. Platyrrhine dispersal to South America. Today there is an impressive diversity of primates in South and Central America. These are considered to be part of a single clade, the Platyrrhini. Primates colonized South America sometime in the Eocene from an African source. In the first half of the 20th century, the source of platyrrhines was a matter of major debate among paleontologists, with some favoring a North American origin, for example, Simpson 1940. Part of the reason for this debate is that South America was an island in the Eocene. Primates needed to cross open ocean to get there from either North America or Africa, although the distance from the former was shorter. Morphology yields clues to platyrrhine origins. The first known primates in South America have more in common morphologically with African primates than with North American ones. At the time, anthropoids were popping up in North Africa, whereas the only primates in North America were adipoids and amamioids. Despite lacking a bony ear tube, early platyrrhines shared a great deal with other anthropoids, including full post-orbital closure and fusion of the mandibular symphysis. The means by which a population of small North African primates managed to disperse across the Atlantic and survive 294 pipe primate evolution to colonize South America remains a mystery. The most plausible scenario is one of rafting. That is, primates must have been trapped on vegetation that was blown out to sea by a storm. The vegetation then became a sort of life raft, which eventually landed ashore, dumping its passengers in South America. Rodents probably arrived in South America in the same way, Antoine et al. 2012. Once ashore, platyrrhines must have crossed South America fairly rapidly because the earliest known primates from that continent are from Peru, Bond et al. 2015. Soon after that, platyrrhines were in Bolivia, namely Brannicella. By the Miocene, platyrrhines were living in extreme southern Argentina and were exploiting a variety of feeding niches. The early Miocene platyrrhines were all somewhat primitive in their morphology, but some features that likely arose by ecological convergence suggest, to some, relationships with extant platyrrhine families. This has led to a lively debate about the pattern of primate evolution in South America, K. 2015, K. and Flegel 2010, Rosenberger 2010. By the middle Miocene, clear representatives of modern families were present in a diverse fauna from Leventa, Colombia, Wheeler 2010. The Pleistocene saw the emergence of giant platyrrhines as well as several taxa of platyrrhines living on Caribbean islands, Cook et al. 2016. The story of platyrrhines seems to be one of amazing sweepstakes dispersal, followed by rapid diversification and widespread geographic colonization of much of South America. After that, dramatic extinctions resulted in the current, much smaller geographic distribution of platyrrhines. These extinctions were probably caused by changing climates, leading to the contraction of forests. Platyrrhines dispersed to the Caribbean and to Central America, with subsequent extinctions in those regions that might have been related to interactions with humans. Unlike anthropoids of the Old World, platyrrhines do not seem to have evolved any primarily terrestrial forms and so have always been highly dependent on forests. Special topic, Jonathan Perry and primates of the extreme south. Many primates are very vulnerable to ecological disturbance because they are heavily dependent on fruit to eat and trees to live in. This is one reason why so many primates are endangered today and why many of them went extinct due to climatic and vegetational changes in the past. Jonathan Perry's paleontological research focuses on primates that lived on the edge of their geographic distribution. This research has taken him to two extremes in the Americas, extreme southern Patagonia and the Canadian prairies. Santa Cruz province in Argentina is as far south as primates have ever lived. The Santa Cruz fauna of the Miocene has yielded a moderate diversity of platyrrhines, each with slightly different dietary adaptations. These include Homunculus, Table 8.1, first described by Florentino Ameghino in 1891, Figure 8.17. Recent fieldwork by Perry and colleagues in Argentina has revealed several skulls of homunculus as well as many parts of the skeleton, K. et al. 2012. The emerging profile of this extinct primate is one of a dedicated arboreal quadruped that fed on fruits and leaves. Many of the foods eaten by homunculus must have been very tough and were probably covered and impregnated with grit. We suspect this because the cheek teeth are very worn down, even in young individuals, and because the molar tooth roots were very large, presumably to resist strong bite forces, Perry et al. 2010, 2014. Primate evolution pipe 295 figure 8.17 representative specimens of Homunculus pataginicus. A. Adult cranium in lateral view. B. Adult cranium surface reconstructed from microct scans, with the teeth segmented out. C. Juvenile cranium. White scale bars are 1 cm long. Perry began working in Argentina while a graduate student at Duke University. He participated as a field assistant in a team led by his PhD advisor, Richard F. K., and Argentine colleagues Sergio F. Vizcaino and M. Susana Bargo. Most of the localities examined belonged to a suite of beach sites known since the 1800s and visited by many field parties from various museums in the early 1900s. Since 2003, Their international team of paleontologists from the U.S. and Argentina has visited these localities every single year, figure 8.18. Over time, new fossils and new students have led to new projects and new approaches, including the use of microcomputed tomography, MICROCT, to visualize and analyze internal structures of the skeleton. 296 pipe primate evolution figure 8.18 field localities in Argentina and Canada. A. Canadón Palos locality, coastal Santa Cruz province, Argentina. B. Swift Current Creek locality, southwest Saskatchewan, Canada. Primate evolution pipe 297 Planet of Apes geologic activity and climate change in the Miocene. The Miocene epoch was a time of mammalian diversification and extinction, global climate change, and ecological turnover. In the Miocene, there was an initial warming trend across the globe with the expansion of subtropical forests, followed by widespread cooling and drying with the retreat of tropical forests and replacement with more open woodlands and eventually grasslands. It was also a time of major geologic activity. On one side of the globe, South America experienced the rise of the Andes Mountains. On the other side, the Indian subcontinent collided with mainland Asia, resulting in the rise of the Himalayan Mountains. In Africa, volcanic activity promoted the development of the East African Rift System. Critical to the story of ape evolution was the exposure of an intercontinental land bridge between East Africa and Eurasia, permitting a true planet of apes. Figure 8.19. Figure 8.19 map of the world in the Miocene, highlighting fossil ape localities. Geographic distribution, Africa, Asia, Europe. The world of the Miocene had tremendous ape diversity compared to today. The earliest records of fossil apes are from early Miocene deposits in Africa. However, something dramatic happened around 16 million years ago. With the closure of the ancient Tethys Sea, the subsequent exposure of the Gomphotherium land bridge, and a period of global warming, the middle-late Miocene saw waves of emigration of mammals, including primates, out of Africa and into Eurasia, with evidence of later African re-entry for some, Harrison 2010. Some of the mammals that dispersed from Africa to Eurasia and back were apes. Though most of these early apes left no modern descendants, some of them gave rise to the ancestors of modern apes, including hominins, figure 8.20. 298 pipe primate evolution figure 8.20 representative Miocene apes set against a geologic time scale. Casanova Villar et al. 2011. 5.3-pound sign greater than or less than Cordo y Diarasis hominoidea in debt. Ladapnopithecus garrettsiensis hispanopithecus hungaricus Gryphopithecus swissi Gryphopithecus albanium Caurapithecus metaeoranopithecus turkey Diapithecus fontani Pyrilapithecus catalonicus hispanopithecus Cruciferontianoiapithecus breviostris Auranopithecus macedoniensis Uriapithecus bamboli hispanopithecus Leightonis. Where are the monkeys? Old world monkey diversity in the Miocene. Whereas the Oligocene deposits in the Fayum of Egypt have yielded the earliest known catarrhine fossils, the Miocene demonstrates some diversification of Chercopithecoidea. However, compared to the numerous and diverse Miocene apes, see below, monkeys of the Miocene are very rare and restricted to a single extinct family, the Victoriapithecidae, table 8.1. This family contains the earliest definite Old World monkeys. These monkeys are known from northern and eastern Africa between 20 million and 12.5 million years ago, Miller et al. 2009. The best known early Old World monkey is Victoriapithecus, figure 8.21. Table 8.1, a small-bodied, approximately 7 kilograms, 15 pounds, small-brained monkey with a long sloping face and round, narrowly spaced orbits. Victoriapithecus shares some cranial features with Gypnopithecus. For example, both have a deep malar region of the zygomatic bone and a well-developed sagittal crest, Benefit and McCross in 1997. Flegel 2013. Beginning in the early Miocene, and certainly by the middle Miocene, Belophodonti, known to be a hallmark of figure 8.21 skull of Victoriapithecus machinzi, Musée d'Histoire Naturelle, Paris. Molar teeth of modern Old World monkeys, was present to some extent. Although this dental feature is often indicative of increased leaf processing efficiency in modern Old World monkeys, Victoriapithecus has been reconstructed as being more frugivorous and perhaps spent more time on the ground, terrestrial locomotion, than in the trees, arboreal locomotion. Blue et al. 2006. The two major groups of Old World monkeys today are Chercopithecines and Colobins. The earliest records demonstrating clear members of each of these two groups are at the end of the Miocene. Examples include the early Colobi Microcolobus from Kenya and the early Cercopithecine Pliopapio from Ethiopia. The story of us, the apes, African ape diversity in the early Miocene of Africa has yielded around 14 genera of early apes, begun 2003. Many of these taxa have been reconstructed as frugivorous arboreal quadrupeds, K1977. One of the best studied of these genera is the East African Proconsul, family Proconsulidae. Table 8.1, a short-faced ape with generalized dentition and above-branch locomotor behaviors, begun 2007. Several species have been described, with body mass reconstructions ranging from 17 to 50 kilograms, approximately 37-110 pounds. A paleo-environmental study reconstructed the habitat of Proconsul to be a dense, closed canopy tropical forest, Michel et al. 2014. One of the most interesting questions about this taxon is whether or not it possessed a tail, a lack of which is an important characteristic for distinguishing living apes from Old World monkeys. No caudal vertebrae, tail bones, have been found in direct association with Proconsul postcrania, and the morphology of the sacrum is consistent with Proconsul lacking a tail, Russo 2016. Ward et al. 1991. Overall, the African ape fossil record in the late Miocene is sparse, with 7 fossil localities dating between 11 and 5 million years ago, Pickford et al. 2009. Nevertheless, most species of great apes live in Africa today. Where did the progenitors of modern African apes arise? Did they evolve in Africa or somewhere else? The paucity of apes in the late Miocene of Africa stands in contrast to the situation in Eurasia. There, ape diversity was high. Furthermore, several Eurasian ape fossils show morphological affinities with modern hominoids, apes. This is suggested to some 300 pipe primate evolution paleoanthropologists that the ancestors of modern African great apes recolonized Africa from Eurasia toward the end of the Miocene, begun 2002. However, discoveries of late Miocene hominoids like the Kenyan Nachelipithecus, 9.9 million to 9.8 million years ago, and the Ethiopian Shahrapithecus, 10.7 million to 10.1 million years ago, fuel an alternative hypothesis, namely that African hominoid diversity was maintained throughout the Miocene, and that one of these taxa might, in fact, be the last common ancestor of extant African apes, Kunimatsu et al. 2007. The previously underappreciated diversity of late Miocene apes in Africa might be due to poor sampling of the fossil record in Africa. Eurasian ape diversity with the establishment of the Gomphotherium landbridge, a result of the closure of the eastern Mediterranean seaway. Rogel 1999, the middle Miocene was an exciting time for hominoid radiations outside of Africa, see figure 8.20. Eurasian hominoid species exploited their environments in many different ways in the Miocene. Food exploitation ranged from soft fruit feeding in some taxa to hard object feeding in others, in part owing to seasonal fluctuations and the necessary adoptions of fallback foods, Demigel et al. 2014. For example, the molars of Oreopithecus bamboli, family Hominidae, have relatively long lower molar shearing crests, suggesting that this hominoid was very folivorous, Unger and K. 1995. Associated with variation in diet, there is great variation in the degree to which cranial features, for example, zygomatic bone or supraorbital tori, are developed across the many taxa, Cameron 1997. However, middle Miocene fossils tend to exhibit relatively thick molar enamel and relatively robust jaws, Andrews and Martin 1991. One of the most extreme examples of ape robusticity is the Asian hominoid, Gigantopithecus, Table 8.1. Known only from teeth and jaws, for example, figure 8.22, this ape probably weighed as much as 270 kilograms, 595 pounds, and was likely the largest primate ever, Bokirans et al. 2017. Because of unique features of its teeth, including molarized premolars and patterns of wear, and its massive size, it has been reconstructed as a bamboo specialist, somewhat like the modern panda. Small silica particles, phytoliths, from grasses have been found stuck to the molars of Gigantopithecus, Sakin et al. 1990. Recent studies evaluating the carbon isotope composition of the enamel sampled from Gigantopithecus teeth suggest that this ape exploited a wide range of vegetation, including fruits, leaves, roots, and bamboo, Bokirans et al. 2017. In Spain, the cranium with upper dentition, part of a mandible, and partial skeleton of pleobates, family Pleobatidae, a small-bodied ape, 4-5 kilograms, 9-11 pounds, was discovered in deposits dating to 11.6 million years ago, Alba et al. 2015. The authors of the study reconstructed this European catarrhine as a frugivore that overlapped in relative brain size with modern Cercopithecoids. The fossilized postcrania of pleobates suggest that this ape might have had a unique style of locomotion, including the tendency to walk across the branches of trees with its palms facing downward and flexible wrists that permitted rotation of the forearm during climbing. However, the anatomy of the distal humerus differs from those of living apes in ways that suggest that pleobates was less efficient at stabilizing its elbow while suspended, Benefit and McCross in 2015. Two other recently described apes from Spain, Pyrrhalopithecus and Anoiopithecus, are known from relatively complete skeletons. Pyrrhalopithecus had a very projecting face and thick molar enamel as well as some skeletal features that suggest, albeit controversially, a less suspensory locomotor style than in extinct apes, Moyasola et al. 2004. In contrast to Pyrrhalopithecus, the slightly younger Anoiopithecus has a very flat face, Moyasola et al. 2009. Figure 8.22 cast of the mandible of Gigantopithecus blackie. Primate evolution pipe 301 postcranial evidence for suspensory or well-developed orthograd behaviors in apes does not appear until the late Miocene of Europe. Primary evidence supporting these specialized locomotor modes includes the relatively short lumbar vertebrae of Areopithecus, figure 8.23, and Diopithecus, McClatchy 2004. The late Miocene saw the extinction of most of the Eurasian hominoids in an event referred to as the Valacian Crisis, Agassiz et al. 2003. Among the latest surviving hominoid taxa in Eurasia were Areopithecus and Gigantopithecus, the latter of which held out until the Pleistocene in Asia, and was probably even sympatric with Homo erectus, Cashel 2015. The origins of extant apes. The fossil record of the extant apes is somewhat underwhelming. It ranges from being practically non-existent for some taxa, for example, chimpanzees, to being a little better for others, for example, humans. There are many possible reasons for these differences in fossil abundance, and many are associated with the environmental conditions necessary for the fossilization of bones. One way to understand the evolution of extant apes that is not so dependent on the fossil record is via molecular evolutionary analyses. This can include counting up the differences in the genetic sequence between two closely related species to estimate the amount of time since these species shared a common ancestor. This is called a molecular clock, and it is often calibrated using fossils of known absolute age that stand in for the last common ancestor of a particular clade. Molecular clock estimates have placed the split figure 8.23 skeleton of Areopithecus bamboli between Hylobatidae and Hominidae between 19.7 million and 24.1 million years ago, followed by an African ape and Asian ape split between 15.7 million and 19.3 million years ago, and, finally, with the more recent radiation of Hylobatidae into its current genera between 6.4 million and 8 million years ago, Israfil et al. 2011. Lesser ape origins and fossils. Unfortunately, the fossil record for the lesser apes is meager, particularly in Miocene deposits. One possible early Hylobatidae is Lacopithecus robustus, a late Miocene catarrhine from China, Harrison 2016. Although it does share some characteristics with modern gibbons and siamangs, including an overall small body size and a short face, Lacopithecus most likely represents a primitive stem catarrhine and is therefore distantly related to extinct apes, Yablonsky and Chaplin 2009. A more likely candidate for the Hylobatidae stem is another late Miocene taxon from China, Yuanmupithecus Shaoyuan, Table 8.1. Interpretation of its phylogenetic standing, however, is complicated by contradicting dental features, some of them quite primitive, which some believe best place Yuanmupithecus as a stem Hylobatidae, Harrison 2016. The history of Hylobatidae becomes clearer in the Pleistocene, with fossils representing extant genera. 302 Pipe Primate Evolution Great Ape Origins and Fossils. The most extensive fossil record of a modern great ape is that of our own genus, Homo. The evolution of our own species will be covered in the next chapter. The evolutionary history of the Asian great ape, the orangutan, Pongo, is becoming clearer. Today, orangutans are found only on the islands of Borneo and Sumatra. However, Pleistocene-aged teeth, attributed to Pongo, have been found in Cambodia, China, Laos, Peninsular Malaysia, and Vietnam, demonstrating the vastness of the orangutan's previous range. Ibrahim et al. 2013. Wang et al. 2014. Swapathak is from the Miocene of India and Pakistan, is represented by many specimens, including parts of the face. Sympathicus is very similar to Pongo, especially in the face, and it probably is closely related to ancestral orangutans. Peel Beam 1982. Originally, jaws and teeth belonging to the former genus Rhinopithecus were thought to be important in the origin of humans. Simons 1961. But now these are recognized as specimens of Swapathicus. Kelly 2002. Postcranial bones of Swapathicus, however, suggest a more generalized locomotor mode, including terrestrial locomotion, than seen in Pongo. Peel Beam et al. 1990. In Africa, the first fossil to be confidently attributed to Pan, and known to be the earliest evidence of a chimpanzee, was described based on teeth found in Middle Pleistocene deposits in the eastern Rift Valley of Kenya. McBriarty and Yablonsky 2005. Paleo-environmental reconstructions of this locality suggest that this early chimpanzee was living in close proximity to early Homo in a closed canopy wooded habitat. Similarly, fossil teeth and mandibular remains attributed to two species of middle-late Miocene apes, Sahelanthropus abyssinicus from Ethiopia, Saua et al. 2007, and Nyckelipithecus nakayami from Kenya, Kunimatsu et al. 2007, have been suggested as basal members of the gorilla clade. Clearly, more work is needed to fill in the large gaps in the fossil record of the non-human great apes. The 20th century witnessed the discovery of many hominin fossils in East Africa, which have been critical for improving our understanding of human evolution. While 21st century conservationists fight to prevent the extinction of the living great apes, perhaps efforts by 21st century paleoanthropologists will yield the evolutionary story of these, our closest relatives. Review questions. Compare three major hypotheses about primate origins, making reference to each one's key ecological reason for primate uniqueness. Explain how changes in temperature, rainfall, and vegetation led to major changes in primate biogeography over the early tertiary. List some your primate features that plesiadapiforms have and some that they lack. Contrast adipoids and amamioids in terms of life habits. Describe one piece of evidence for each of the adipoid, amamioid, and tarsier origin hypotheses for anthropoids. Discuss the biogeography of the origins of African great apes and orangutans using examples from the Miocene ape fossil record. Primate evolution pipe 303 key terms: adipoidea, order, primates. One of the earliest groups of euprimates, true primates. Earliest records from the early Eocene. Anthropoids, group containing monkeys and apes, including humans. Auditory bulla, the rounded bony floor of the middle ear cavity. Bulopodonty, dental condition in which the cusps of molar teeth form ridges or lifts separated from each other by valleys, seen, for example, in modern Old World monkeys. Catarrhines, order, primates. Suborder, anthropoidea. Infraorder, catarrhinae. Group containing Old World monkeys and apes, including humans. Clade, group containing all of the descendants of a single ancestor. A portion of a phylogenetic tree represented as a bifurcation node in a lineage and all of the branches leading forward in time from that bifurcation. Convergent evolution, the independent evolution of a morphological feature in animals not closely related, for example, wings in birds and bats. Crown group, smallest monophyletic group, clade, containing a specified set of extant taxa and all descendants of their last common ancestor. Diagnosis, the features that allow you to recognize a group. Diastema, space between adjacent teeth. Diffuse coevolution, the ecological interaction between whole groups of species, for example, primates, with whole groups of other species, for example, fruiting trees. Ectotympanic, bony ring or tube that holds the tympanic membrane, eardrum. Euprimates, order, primates. True primates or primates of modern aspect. Haplorhines, group containing catarrhines, platyrrhines, and tarsiers. Hominins, modern humans and any extinct relatives more closely related to us than to chimpanzees. Mandibular symphysis, fibrocartilaginous joint between the left and right mandibular segments, located in the midline of the body. Old World, Africa and Eurasia. Amamioidea, order, primates. Superfamily, Amamioidea. One of the earliest groups of euprimates, true primates. Earliest record in the early Eocene. Petrosal bone, petrous portion of the temporal bone. It houses the inner ear apparatus, among other things. Plagiolacoid, dental condition where at least one of the lower cheek teeth, molars or premolars, is a laterally compressed blade. Platyrhines, order, primates. Suborder, Anthropoidea. Infraorder, Platyrhini. Group containing New World monkeys. 304 pipe primate evolution Plesiadapiforms, order, Plesiadapiforms. Archaic primates or primate-like placental mammals, early Paleocene, late Eocene. Stem, taxa are basal to a given crown group, but are more closely related to the crown group than to the closest living sister taxon of the crown group. Strepsirrhines, order, primates. Suborder, Strepsirrhini. Group containing lemurs, larizes, and galagos, does not include tarsiers. Toothchium, dental condition found in modern strepsirrhines in which the lower incisors and canines are laterally compressed and protrude forward at a nearly horizontal inclination. This structure is used in grooming. About the authors Jonathan Perry. Jonathan Perry was trained as a paleontologist and primatologist at the University of Alberta, Duke University, and Stony Brook University. His research focuses on the relationship between food, feeding, and craniodontal anatomy in primates both living and extinct. This work includes primate feeding behavior, comparative anatomy, biomechanics, and field paleontology. For the past 6 years, he has taught courses on primate evolution at the undergraduate and graduate level. Jonathan Perry. Stephanie Cannington. Stephanie Cannington is a PhD student. Her current research is on the links between food properties, feeding behavior, and jaw morphology in lemurs that live in varying forms of captivity. Stephanie Cannington for further exploration. Beard, Chris 2004. The Hunt for the Don Monkey, Unearthing the Origins of Monkeys, Apes, and Humans. Berkeley, University of California Press. Begun, David R. 2010. Miocene Hominids and the Origins of the African Apes and Humans. Annual Review of Anthropology 39, 67-84. Primate Evolution Pipe 305 Flegel, John G. 2013. Primate Adaptation and Evolution. 3rd edition. San Diego, California, Academic Press. Jabo, Daniel L., ed. 1993. Postcranial Adaptations in Non-Human Primates. DeKalb, Northern Illinois University Press. Godfrey, Laurie R., and William L. Jungers. 2002. Quaternary Fossil Lemurs. In the Primate Fossil Record, edited by Walter C. Hartwig, 97-121. Cambridge, Cambridge University Press. Godinot, Mark. 2006. Lemuriform Origins as Viewed from the Fossil Record. Folio Primatologica 77-6, 446-464. K. Richard F. 2018.100 Years of Primate Paleontology. American Journal of Physical Anthropology 165, 4, 652-676. Marivo, Laurent. 2006. The Eosimid and Amphipithecide Primates, Anthropoidea from the Oligocene of the Budi Hills, Balochistan, Pakistan, New Insight into Early Higher Primate Evolution in South Asia. Pullover de Brada, Montpellier 34, 1-2, 29-109. Martin, R.T. 1990. Primate Origins and Evolution, A Phylogenetic Reconstruction. Princeton, Princeton University Press. Rose, Kenneth D., Mark Godinot, and Thomas M. Bone. 1994. The Early Radiation of E-Primates and the Initial Diversification of Amamiidae. In Anthropoid Origins, The Fossil Evidence, edited by John G. Flegel and Richard F. K., 1-28. New York, Plenum Press. Ross, Callum F. 1999. How to Carry Out Functional Morphology. Evolutionary Anthropology 7, 6, 217-222. Seifert, Eric R. 2012. Early Primate Evolution in Afro-Arabia. Evolutionary Anthropology, Issues, News, and Reviews 21, 239-253. Shalai, Frederick S., and Eric Dulson. 1979. Evolutionary History of the Primates. New York, Academic Press. Unger, Peter S. 2002. Reconstructing the Diets of Fossil Primates. In Reconstructing Behavior in the Primate Fossil Record, edited by Joseph Plavkin, Richard F. K., William Jungers, and Karel P. Van Skaik, 261-296. New York, Kluwer Academic/Plenum Publishers. References: Agasti, J., Assange D. Syria, and M. Garces M. 2003. Explaining the End of the Hominoid Experiment in Europe. Journal of Human Evolution 45, 2, 145-153. Alba, David M., Sergio Amasija, Daniel De Miguel, Joseph Fortuny, Miriam Perez de los Rios, Marta Pina, Joseph M. Robles, and Salvador Moyasola. 2015. Miocene Small-Bodied Ape from Eurasia Sheds Light on Hominoid Evolution. Science 350, 6260, Ob 2625. Andrews, Peter, and Lawrence Martin. 1991. Hominoid Dietary Evolution. Philosophical Transactions of the Royal Society of London B., Biological Sciences 334, 1270, 199-209. Antoine, Pierre Oliver, Laurent Marivo, Darren A. Croft, Guillaume Billet, Morgan Gannerpt, Carlos Jaramillo, Thomas Martin, et al. 2012. Middle Eocene rodents from Peruvian Amazonia reveal the pattern and timing of caveo morphogens and biogeography. Proceedings of the Royal Society B., Biological Sciences 279, 1732, 1319-1326. Beard, K. Christopher. 1990. Gliding Behavior in Paleoecology of the Alleged Primate Family Paramammoidae, Mammalia, Nemoptera. Nature 345, 6273, 340-341. 306 Pipe Primate Evolution. 2002. Basal Anthropoids. In the Primate Fossil Record, edited by William C. Hartwig, 133-150. Cambridge University Press. Beard, K. Christopher, and R. D. E. McPhee. 1994. Cranial Anatomy of Shoshanius and the Antiquity of Anthropoidea. In Anthropoid Origins, the Fossil Evidence, edited by John G. Flegel and Richard F. K., 55-98. New York, Plenum Press. Beard, K. Christopher, Laurent Marivo, Sotho Urchin, Ongna Ingso, Yawawik Jamani, Wana Toon, Bernard Marindat, Janong, and Jean-Jacques Jaeger. 2007. New Saval Adapted Primates from the Eocene Pandong Formation of Myanmar and the Anthropoid Status of Amphipithecidae. Bulletin of Carnegie Museum of Natural History 39, 67-76. Beard, K. Christopher, Tao Ki, Mary R. Dawson, Ben Yue Wang, and Chuang Kui Li. 1994. A Diverse New Primate Fauna from Middle Eocene Fissure Fillings in Southeastern China. Nature 368, 6472, 604-609. Beard, K. Christopher, Yong Xing Tong, Mary R. Dawson, Jingwen Wang, and Zhu Eshi Huang. 1996. Earliest complete dentition of an anthropoid primate from the late Middle Eocene of Shaanxi Province, China. Science 272, 5258, 82-85. Beecher, Robert M. 1983. Evolution of the Mandibular Symphysis in Nuthartini, Adapidae, Primates. International Journal of Primatology 4, 1. 99-112. Begun, David R. 2002. European Hominoids. In the Primate Fossil Record, edited by William C. Hartwig, 339-368. Cambridge University Press. 2003. Planet of the Apes. Scientific American 289, 2, 74-83. 2007. Fossil Record of Miocene Hominoids. In Handbook of Paleoanthropology, edited by Winfried Henkeny and Tattersale, 921-977. New York, Springer. Benefit, Brenda R., and Monte L. McCrossin. 1997. Earliest known Old World monkey skull. Nature 388-6640-368-371. 2015. A window into ape evolution. Science 350-6260-515-516. Block, Jonathan I. and David M. Boyer. 2002. Grasping primate origins. Science 298-5598-1606-1610. 2007. New skeletons of Paleocene-Eocene plesiadapiforms, a diversity of arboreal positional behaviors in early primates. In Primate Origins, Adaptations and Evolution, edited by Matthew J. Ravosa and Marion D'Agosto, 535-581. New York, Springer. Block, Jonathan L., and Mary T. Silcox. 2001. New bossy crania of Paleocene-Eocene Ignatius, reevaluation of the plesiadapiform Dermopteran link. American Journal of Physical Anthropology 116:3, 184-198. 2006. Cranial anatomy of the Paleocene plesiadapiform Carpalestes simpsoni mammalia, primates using ultra-high-resolution X-ray computed tomography, and the relationships of plesiadapiforms to euprimates. Journal of Human Evolution, 50:1, 1-35. Block, Jonathan I., Mary T. Silcox, Doug M. Boyer, and Eric J. Sargas. 2007. New Paleocene Skeletons and the Relationship of Plesiadapiforms to Crown Clade Primates. Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences of the United States of America 104:4, 1159-1164. Blue, Kathleen T., Monte L. McCrossin, and Brenda R. Benefit. 2006. Terrestriality in a Middle Miocene Context, Victor I. Apothecus from Abaco, Kenya. In Human Origins and Environmental Backgrounds, edited by Haida Miyashita, Russell Tuttle, Martin Pickford, Namichi Ogihara, and Masato Nakatsukasa, 45-58. New York, Springer. Bukirans, Herve, Friedman Schrenk, Yawalik Jamani, Otmar Kulmer, Doris Breich, Diana Pushkina, and Gene Primate Evolution Pipe 307 Jacques Yeager. 2017. Flexibility of diet and habitat in Pleistocene South Asian mammals, implication for the fate of the giant fossil ape Gigantopithecus. Quaternary International 434A, 148-155. Bond, Mariano, Marcello F. Tejader, Kenneth E. Campbell Jr., Laura Kornogobsky, Nelson Novo, and Francisco Goin. 2015. Eocene Primates of South America and the African Origins of New World Monkeys. Nature 520-7548-539-541. Bone, T.M., and M.J. Krause. 1988. Geology and Paleoenvironment of the Oligocene Jebel, Katrani Formation and Adjacent Rocks, Fayum Depression, Egypt. Professional Paper, 1452. Washington, D.C., U.S. Geological Survey Professional Papers. Cashel, Susan. 2015. Fossil Primates. Volume 69. Cambridge, Cambridge University Press. Cameron, David W. 1997. A Revised Systematic Scheme for the Eurasian Miocene Fossil Hominidae. Journal of Human Evolution 33:4, 449-477. Cartmill, Matt. 1972. Arboreal Adaptations and the Origin of the Order Primates. In the Functional and Evolutionary Biology of Primates, edited by Russell Tuttle, 97-122. Chicago, Aldini Atherton. 1974. Rethinking Primate Origins. Science 184, 4135, 436-443. Cartmill, Matt, and Richard F. K. 1978. Craniodontal Morphology, Tarsier Affinities, and Primate Suborders. In Recent Advances in Primatology, Evolution, edited by D. J. Chavers and K. A. Joycey, 205-214. London, Academic Press. Casanovas-Wheeler, Isaac, David M. Alba, Miguel Garces, Josep M. Robles, and Salvador Moyasola. 2011. Updated Chronology for the Miocene Hominoid Radiation in Western Eurasia. Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences 108-14, 5554-5559. HTTPS, circumflex doi, 10.1073/nis, 1,018,562,108 Chamani, Yawalik, Olivier Chavasso, K. Christopher Beard, Ong Ong Kya, Ong Ying So, Chitzine, Vincent Lotsari, et al. 2012. Late Middle Eocene Primate from Myanmar and the Initial Anthropoid Colonization of Africa. Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences of the United States of America 109-26, 10,293-10,297. Chester, Stephen G. B., Jonathan R. Block, Doug M. Boyer, and William A. Clemens. 2015. Oldest known Euarchontan tarsals and affinities of Paleocene Precretorius to primates. Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences of the United States of America 112, 5, 1487-1492. Sikin, Russell L., and Greg F. Gunnell. 2002. Chronology of primate discoveries in Myanmar, influences on the anthropoid origins debate. Yearbook of Physical Anthropology 45. 2-35. Sikin, R.L., D.R. Piperno, and R.G. Thompson. 1990. Opophytolites found on the teeth of the extinct ape Gigantopithecus blackie, implications for paleodietary studies. Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences of the United States of America 87, 20, 8120-8124. Clemens, William A. 2004. Purgatorius, Plesiadapiforms, Primates. Mammalia, a Paleocene immigrant into northeastern Montana, stratigraphic occurrences and incisor proportions. Bulletin of Carnegie Museum of Natural History 36, 3-13. Cook, Siobhan B., Justin T. Gladman, Lauren P. Hallaner, Zachary S. Klukert, and Alfred L. Rosenberger. 2016. The Paleobiology of the Recently Extinct Platyrrhines of Brazil and the Caribbean. In Molecular Population Genetics, Evolutionary Biology and Biological Conservation of Neotropical Primates, edited by Manuel Ruiz Garcia and Joseph Mark Shostel, 41-89. New York, Nova Publishers. Delian, Valerie B., Timothy D. Smith, and Alfred L. Rosenberger. 2016. Ontogeny of the Postorbital Region in Tarsiers and Other Primates. Anatomical Record, Advances in Integrative Anatomy and Evolutionary Biology 299-12, 1631-1645. 308 Pipe Primate Evolution de Miguel, Daniel, David M. Alba, and Salvador Moyasola. 2014. Dietary Specialization During the Evolution of Western Eurasian Hominoids and the Extinction of European Great Apes. PLOS 195, E97442. https://doi.org/10.1371/journal.bone.0097442 Dunn, Rachel H., Kenneth D. Rose, Rajendra Rana, Kasur Kumar, Ashok Sani, and Thierry Smith. 2016. New Primate Postcrania from the Early Eocene of Gujarat, India, and the Strepsirrhine Hiplorhine Divergence. Journal of Human Evolution 99, 25-51. Flegel, John G. 2013. Primate Adaptation and Evolution, 3rd edition. San Diego, GA, Academic Press. Flegel, John G., and Richard F. K. 1994. Anthropoid Origins. New York, Plenum Press. Flegel, John G., and Elwin L. Simons. 1995. Limb Skeleton and Locomotor Adaptations of Apodiomphiomens, an Oligocene Anthropoid from Egypt. American Journal of Physical Anthropology 97, 3, 235-289. Franzen, Jens Lorenz. 1994. The Mesal Primates and Anthropoid Origins. In Anthropoid Origins, the Fossil Evidence, edited by John G. Flegel and Richard F. K., 99-122. New York, Plenum Press. Franzen, Jens Lorenz, Philip D. Gingerich, Jörg Habersit Sir, J.P.R.N. Hiram, Von Weigart Koenigswald, and B. Holly Smith. 2009. Complete Primate Skeleton from the Middle Eocene of Mesolithic Germany, Morphology and Paleobiology. PLOS 145, E5723. Jabo, Daniel L., and Elwin L. Simons. 1987. Morphology and Locomotor Adaptations of the Foot in Early Oligocene Anthropoids. American Journal of Physical Anthropology 74, 1, 83-101. Jabo, Daniel L., Marion D'Agosto, K. Christopher Beard, Tao Qi, and Jingwen Wang. 2000. The Oldest Known Anthropoid Postcranial Fossils and the Early Evolution of Higher Primates. Nature 404, 6775. 276-278. Gingerich, P.D. 1980. Eocene Adapidae, Paleobiogeography, and the Origin of South American Platyrrhini. In Evolutionary Biology of the New World Monkeys and Continental Drift, edited by Russell Elsikin and A. Brunetto Chiarelli, 123-138. New York, Plenum Press. Godfrey, Larry R., and William L. Jungers. 2002. Quaternary Fossil Lemurs. In the Primate Fossil Record, edited by Walter C. Hartwig, 97-121. Cambridge, Cambridge University Press. Godinot, Mark. 2006. Lemuriform Origins as Viewed from the Fossil Record. Folia Primatologica T1, 6, 446-464. Gregory, William K. 1920. On the Structure and Relations of Nutharctis, an American Eocene Primate. Memoirs of the American Museum of Natural History, ends. 3, 2, 45-243. Gunnell, Greg F., Doug M. Boyer, Anthony R. Friesge, Stephen Heritage, Frederick Gallomanthi, Ellen R. Miller, Hesham M. Salem, Nancy B. Simmons, Nancy J. Stevens, and Eric R. Seifert. 2018. Fossil lemurs from Egypt and Kenya suggest an African origin for Madagascar's II. Nature Communications 9, 3193, 1-12. Harrison, Terry. 2010. Apes Among the Tangled Branches of Human Origins. Science 327, 5965, 532-534. 2016. The Fossil Record in Evolutionary History of Hylobatids. In Evolution of Gibbons and Samang, edited by Ulrich A. Trichard, Hirohisa Hirai, and Claudia Barelli, 91-110. New York, Springer. Ibrahim, Yasmin K.H. Lim T.Z. Eaton, Kira E. Westaway, Earl of Cranbrook, Louise Humphrey, Russ Fatiha Muhammad, Jian Xinzhou, and Li Chaipeng. 2013. First Discovery of Pleistocene Orangutan, Pongo SP. Fossils in Peninsular Malaysia, Biogeographic and Paleo-Environmental Implications. Journal of Human Evolution 65, 6, 770-797. Israfil, Halaya, Sarah M. Zare, Alan R. Mutnick, Mary Ellen Rivolo, and Michael E. Steeper. 2011. Unresolved Molecular Primate Evolution Pipe 309 Phylogenies of Gibbons and Siamangs Family, Hylobatidae, based on mitochondrial, Y-linked, and X-linked loci indicate a rapid Miocene radiation or sudden vicarious event. Molecular Phylogenetics and Evolution 58, 3, 447-455. Yablonsky, Nina G., and George Chaplin. 2009. The Fossil Record of Gibbons. In the Gibbons, edited by Danielle Whitaker and Susan Lappin, 111-130. New York, Springer. Jones, F. Wood. 1916. Arboreal Man. London, Edward Arnold. K., Richard F. 1977. Diets of Early Miocene African Hominoids. Nature 268, 5621, 628-630. 2015. Biogeography in Deep Time, What Do Phylogenetics, Geology, and Paleoclimate Tell Us About Early Platyrrhine Evolution? Molecular Phylogenetics and Evolution 82, B, 358-374. K. Richard F., and John G. Flegel. 2010. Stem taxa, homoplasy, long lineages, and the phylogenetic position of Dolichocebus. Journal of Human Evolution 59, 2, 218-222. K. Richard F., Jonathan M. G. Perry, Michael Merlinzuk, Carrie L. Allen, E. Christopher Kirk, J. Michael Plavkin, and John G. Flegel. 2012. Paleobiology of Santacrucian Primates. In early Miocene paleobiology in Patagonia, high-latitude paleocommunities of the Santa Cruz Formation, edited by Sergio F. Vizcaino, Richard F. K., and M. Susanna Bargo, 306-330. Cambridge University Press. K., Richard F., Daniel O. Schmidt, Christopher J. Vineyard, Jonathan M. G. Perry, Nobuo Shai J. Hara, Masanaru Takai, and Naoko Iji. 2004. The Paleobiology of Amphipithecidae, South Asian Late Eocene Primates. Journal of Human Evolution 46, 1, 3-25. K. Richard F., and Elwin L. Simons. 1980. The Ecology of Oligocene African Anthropoidea. International Journal of Primatology 1, 1, 21-37. K. Richard F., Richard W. Tharrington, and Peter Howd. 1990. Eocene plesiadapiform shows affinities with flying lemurs not primates. Nature 345, 6273, 342-344. Kelly, J. 2002. The Hominoid Radiation in Asia. In the Primate Fossil Record, edited by Walter C. Hartwig, 369-384. Cambridge University Press. Kirk, E. Christopher, and Elwin L. Simons. 2001. Diets of Fossil Primates from the Fayum Depression of Egypt, a Quantitative Analysis of Molar Shearing. Journal of Human Evolution 43, 203-229. Kirk, E. Christopher, and Blythe A. Williams. 2011. New Adapiform Primate of Old World Affinities from the Devil's Graveyard Formation of Texas. Journal of Human Evolution 61, 2, 156-168. Cross, David W. 1991. Were Paramami its gliders? Maybe, maybe not. Journal of Human Evolution 21, 3, 177-188. Kunimatsu, Yutaka, Masato Nakatsukasa, Yoshihiro Sawada, Tetsuya Sakai, Masayuki Hyodo, Hironobu Hyodo, Tetsumaru Itaya, et al. 2007. A new late Miocene great ape from Kenya and its implications for the origins of African great apes and humans. Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences of the United States of America 104, 49, 19220-19225. McClatchy, Laura. 2004. The Oldest Ape. Evolutionary Anthropology, Issues, News, and Reviews 13, 3, 90-103. Marivo, Laurent, Yawalik J. Mani, Stefan de Croc, Bernard Marandat, Jean Sudra, Ogna Ingso, Sothorchin, Wana Toon, and Jean-Jacques Jaeger. 2003. The Anthropoid Status of a Primate from the Late Middle Eocene Pandong Formation, Central Myanmar, Tarsal Evidence. Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences of the United States of America 100, 23, 13173-13178. 310 Pipe Primate Evolution Marivo, Laurent, Anush Ram Darshan, Elmbrook Esid, Wissam Merzalgui, Hayek Ayadi Amar, Renola Bren, Bernard Marandat, Gilles Merzreld, Rodolphe Tribus, and Monique Vianney Liad. 2013. Jebel Lemur, a tiny preacheth-combed primate from the Eocene of Tunisia, a glimpse into the origin of crowned strepsirrhines. PLOS 18-12, 80778. Martin, R.D. 1968. Towards a New Definition of Primates. Man, ends. 377-401. 1972. Adaptive Radiation and Behavior of the Malagasy Primates. Philosophical Transactions of the Royal Society B, Biological Sciences 264, 862, 295-352. 1990. Primate Origins and Evolution, a Phylogenetic Reconstruction. Princeton, Princeton University Press. McBriarty, Sally, and Ina G. Yablonsky. 2005. First Fossil Chimpanzee. Nature 437, 7055, 105-108. Michelle, Lauren A., Daniel J. Pep, James A. Lutz, Stephen G. Dries, Holly M. Dunsworth, William E. H. Harcourt Smith, William H. Horner, Thomas Lehman, Sheila Nightingale, and Kieran P. McNulty. 2014. Remnants of an Ancient Forest Provide Ecological Context for Early Miocene Fossil Apes. Nature Communications 5, 3236. Miller, E.R., B.R. Benefit, M.L. McCrossin, J.M. Plavkin, M.G. Leakey, A.N.L. Barkhuki, M.A. Hamden, M.K.A. Gawad, S.M. Hassan, and E.L. Simons. 2009. Systematics of Early and Middle Miocene Old World Monkeys. Journal of Human Evolution 57, 3, 195-211. Moyasola, Salvador A., David M. Alba, Sergio Amasija, Isaac Casanovas Vieler, Mike Kohler, Soledad de Esteban Trivigno, Joseph M. Robles, Jordi Galindo, and Joseph Fortuny. 2009. A Unique Middle Miocene European Hominoid and the Origins of the Great Ape and Human Clade. Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences of the United States of America 106, 24, 9601-9606. Moyasola, Salvador, Mike Kohler, David M. Alba, Isaac Casanovas Vieler, and Jordi Galindo. 2004. Pyrolapithecus catalaunicus, a new Middle Miocene Great Ape from Spain. Science 306, 5700, 1339-1344. Ni, Xijin, Daniel L. Jabo, Marion D'Agosto, Jin Meng, Paul Taffaro, John J. Flynn, and K. Christopher Beard. 2013. The Oldest Known Primate Skeleton and Early Haplorhine Evolution. Nature 498, 7452, 60-64. Perry, Jonathan M. G., Richard F. K., Sergio F. Vizcaino, and M. Susanna Bargo. 2010. Tooth root size, chewing muscle leverage, and the biology of Homunculus pataginicus primates from the late early Miocene of Patagonia. Ameghiniana 47, 3, 355-371. 2014. Oldest known cranium of a juvenile New World monkey, early Miocene, Patagonia, Argentina, implication for the taxonomy and the molar eruption pattern of early platyrrhines. Journal of Human Evolution 74, 67-81. Pickford, Martin, Eve Coppins, Bridget Sernut, Jorge Morales, and Jose Brager. 2009. Late Miocene hominoid from Niger. Comps Rendus Pelevel 8, 4, 413-425. Peel Beam, David. 1982. New hominoid skull material from the Miocene of Pakistan. Nature 295, 5846, 232-234. Peel Beam, David, Michael D. Rose, John C. Barry, and S. M. Ibrahim Shah. 1990. New C. Apithecus hummeri from Pakistan and the relationship of Swapithecus and Pongo. Nature 348, 6298, 237-239. Rasmussen, D. Tab. 1990. Primate Origins, Lessons from a Neotropical Marsupial. American Journal of Primatology 22, 4, 263-277. Ravosa, Matthew J. 1996. Mandibular Form and Function in North American and European Adapidae and Amamiidae. Journal of Morphology 229, 2, 171-190. Primate Evolution Pipe 311 RBGL, Fred. 1999. Mediterranean and Paratethys Paleogeography during the Oligocene and Miocene. In Hominoid Evolution and Climatic Change in Europe, edited by Jorge Agosti, Lorenzo Rook, and Peter Andrews. 8-22. Cambridge, Cambridge University Press. Rose, Kenneth D. 1975. The Carpolistidae, Early Tertiary Primates from North America. Bulletin of the Museum of Comparative Zoology at Harvard University 147, 1-74. 2006. The Beginning of the Age of Mammals. Baltimore, Johns Hopkins University Press. Rose, Kenneth D., and Thomas M. Bone. 1984. Gradual Phyletic Evolution at the Generic Level in Early Eocene Mammalian Primates. Nature 309, 5965, 250-252. Rose, Kenneth D., Rachel H. Dunn, Kasur Kumar, Jonathan M. G. Perry, Kristen A. Prufrock, Rajendra S. Rana, and Thierry Smith. 2018. New Fossils from Titkeshwar Mine, Gujarat, India, Increase Primate Diversity from the Early Eocene Cambaceale. Journal of Human Evolution 122, 93-107. Rose, Kenneth D., and John M. Rensberger. 1983. Upper Dentition of Ecmoacacula, a Mammalian Primate, from the Jaunt Day Formation, Oligomiocene of Oregon. Folia Primatologica 41, 102-111. Rosenberger, Alfred L. 2010. Platyrhines, POP, Parallelism, and the Long Lineage Hypothesis, a Reply to K. et al. 2008. Journal of Human Evolution 59, 2, 214-217. Ross, Callum F. 2000. Into the Light, The Origins of Anthropoidea. Annual Review of Anthropology 29, 147-194. Ross, Callum F., and Richard F. K., eds. 2004. Anthropoid Origins, New Visions. New York, Kluwer Academic/Plenum Publishers. Russo, Gabriel A. 2016. Comparative Sacral Morphology and the Reconstructed Tail Lengths of Five Extinct Primates, Proconsul Heseloni, Epiplyopithecus vindobonensis, Archaeolemur edwardsi, Megalodopus granitori, Ampliopropithecus callius. Journal of Human Evolution 90, 135-162. Schmid, Peter. 1979. Evidence of Microturin Evolution from Dilsdorf, Zurich Region, Switzerland, a Preliminary Report. Folia Primatologica 31, 4, 301-311. Seifert, Eric R. 2012. Early Primate Evolution in Afro-Arabia. Evolutionary Anthropology, Issues, News, and Reviews 21, 6, 239-253. Seifert, Eric R., Jonathan M. G. Perry, Elwin L. Simons, and Doug M. Boyer. 2009. Convergent Evolution of Anthropoid Night Sign-like Adaptations in the Eocene Adapiform Primates. Nature 461, 7267, 1118-1121. Seifert, Eric R., Elwin L. Simons, and Yisri Asha. 2003. Fossil Evidence for an Ancient Divergence of Larises and Galagos. Nature 422, 6930, 421-424. Seifert, Eric R., Elwin L. Simons, Doug M. Boyer, Jonathan M. G. Perry, Timothy M. Ryan, and Hesham M. Salem. 2010. A Fossil Primate of Uncertain Affinities from the Earliest Late Eocene of Egypt. Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences of the United States of America 107, 21, 9712-9717. Seifert, Eric R., Elwin L. Simons, and Cornelia V. M. Simons. 2004. Phylogenetic, Biogeographic, and Adaptive Implications of New Fossil Evidence Bearing on Chironanthropoid Origins and Early Stem Catarrhine Evolution. In Anthropoid Origins, New Visions, edited by Callum F. Ross and Richard F. K., 157-182. New York, Kluwer/Plenum Publishing. Silcox, Mary T. 2001. A Phylogenetic Analysis of Plesiadapiforms and Their Relationship to Your Primates and to Other 312 Pipe Primate Evolution Archontins. PhD Dissertation, Center for Functional Anatomy and Evolution, the Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine. Simons, Elwin L. 1961. The Phyletic Position of Rhamapithecus. Postilla 57, 1-9. 2001. The Cranium of Parapithecus grangeri, an Egyptian Oligocene anthropoidine primate. Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences of the United States of America 98-4-7892-7897. 2004. The Cranium and Adaptations of Parapithecus grangeri, a stem anthropoid from the Fayum Oligocene of Egypt. In Anthropoid Origins, New Visions, edited by Callum F. Ross and Richard F. K., 183-204. New York, Kluwer/Plenum Publishing. 2008. Eocene and Oligocene Mammals of the Fayum, Egypt. In Elwin Simons, A Search for Origins, edited by John G. Flegel and Christopher C. Gilbert, 87-105. New York, Springer. Simons, Elwin L., and Dieter Rasmussen. 1994a. A Remarkable Cranium of Plesiopithecus teres, Primates, Prosimi from the Eocene of Egypt. Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences of the United States of America 91, 9946-9950. Simons, Elwin L., and Dieter Rasmussen. 1994b. A Whole New World of Ancestors, Eocene Anthropoidines from Africa. Evolutionary Anthropology 3, 4, 128-139. 1996. Skull of Catapithecus browni, an early tertiary catarrhine. American Journal of Physical Anthropology 100, 2, 261-292. Simons, Elwin L., and Eric R. Seifert. 1999. A Partial Skeleton of Proteopithecus sylvia, Primates Anthropoidea, First Associated Dental and Postcranial Remains of an Eocene Anthropoidine. Comptes Rendus de l'Académie des Sciences, Paris 329-12, 921-927. Simons, Elwin L., Eric R. Seifert, Timothy M. Ryan, and Yusri Asha. 2007. A Remarkable Female Cranium of the Early Oligocene Anthropoid Egyptopithecus uxus, catarrhini, Priplyopithecidae. Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences of the United States of America 104, 21, 8731-8736. Simpson, George Gaylord. 1933. The Plagiolacoid Type of Mammalian Dentition, A Study of Convergence. Journal of Mammalogy 14, 2, 97-107. 1940. Review of the Mammal-Bearing Tertiary of South America. Proceedings of the American Philosophical Society 83, 5, 649-709. 1967. The Tertiary Laryngiform Primates of Africa. Bulletin of the Museum of Comparative Zoology at Harvard University 136, 39-62. Smith, G. Eliot. 1912. The Evolution of Man. Smithsonian Institute Annual Report 2012, 553-572. Smith, Thierry, Kenneth D. Rose, and Philip D. Gingrich. 2006. Rapid Asia-Europe-North America Geographic Dispersal of Earliest Eocene Primate Teihardina During the Paleocene-Eocene Thermal Maximum. Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences of the United States of America 103, 30, 11223-11227. Stellin, Hans G. 1912. Die Sagittier des Schweizerischen Neokans. Siebentritel, Ernst Haft, Adox. Abendlungen der SCH. Weiserisch.en Perlau und Allogischen Gesellschaft 38, 1165-1298. Straight, Suzanne G. 2001. Dietary Reconstruction of Small-Bodied Amamioid Primates. Journal of Vertebrate Paleontology 21, 2, 322-334. Primate Evolution Pipe 313 Sussman, Robert W. 1991. Primate Origins and the Evolution of Angiosperms. American Journal of Primatology 23, 4, 209-223. Sowa, General, Reiko T. Kono, Shijihiro Kato, Berhanas Fa, and Jonas Bain. 2007. A New Species of Great Ape from the Late Miocene Epoch in Ethiopia. Nature 448, 7156, 921-924. Tiford, Mark F., Mary C. Muzz, and Elwin L. Simons. 1996. Dental Microwear and Microstructure in Early Oligocene Primates from the Fayum, Egypt, Implications for Diet. American Journal of Physical Anthropology 101, 4, 527-543. Unger, Peter S., and Richard F. K. 1995. The Dietary Adaptations of European Miocene Catarrhines. Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences of the United States of America 92, 12, 5479-5481. Wang, Kai Bin, Ling Xiaozhao, Chang Zujin, Yuan Wang, Dagong Chin, and Wen Shipan. 2014. New discovery of early Pleistocene orangutan fossils from Sandy Cave in Zhongzhou, Gangxi, southern China. Quaternary International 354, 68-74. Ward, C.V., A. Walker, and M.F. Tieford. 1991. Proconsul did not have a tail. Journal of Human Evolution 21, 3, 215-220. Wheeler, Brandon C. 2010. Community Ecology of the Middle Miocene Primates of La Venta, Colombia, The Relationship Between Ecological Diversity, Divergence Time, and Phylogenetic Richness. Primates 51, 2, 131-138. Williams, Blytha, and Richard F. K. 1995. The Taxon Anthropoidea and the Crown Clade Concept. Evolutionary Anthropology 3, 6, 188-190. Williams, Blytha, Richard F. K., and E. Christopher Kirk. 2010A. New Perspectives on Anthropoid Origins. Proceedings of the National Academy of the United States of America 107, 11, 4797-4804. Williams, Blytha, Richard F. K., E. Christopher Kirk, and Callum F. Ross. 2010B. Denaeus Maslai is a European Middle Eocene stem strepsirhina reply to Franzen et al. Journal of Human Evolution 59, 567-573. 314 Pipe Primate Evolution Tables Table 8.1. Major families of fossil primates discussed here. Approximate age for group family example taxon Paramammate Carpalestidae Plesiadapidae Ignisus Carpalestes Plesiadapus earlier primates early anthropoids later anthropoids Asiadapus Don Roselia Talhardina Darwinius Nutharctus Civilidapus Asiadapidae Turcaminidae Amammate Echinopithecidae Adapidae Civilidapidae Middle Paleocene Late Eocene Late Paleocene Early Eocene Late Paleocene Early Eocene Eosimias Amphipithecus Catapithecus Proteopithecus Apodium Egyptopithecus homunculus Eosimidae Amphipithecidae Cligopithecidae Proteopithecidae Parapithecidae Propliopithecidae Homunculidae Early Eocene Early Eocene Early Eocene Eocene Middle Eocene Late Miocene Early Miocene Middle Miocene Middle Late Miocene Late Miocene Late Miocene Pleistocene Middle Eocene Middle Late Eocene Late Eocene Late Eocene Early Oligocene Early Cligocene Early Middle Miocene Proconsulidae Victoriapithecidae Pliopithecidae Hylopatidae Hominidae Proconsul Victoriapithecus Pliopithecus Uinmupithecus Gigantopithecus Broad Group Plesiadapiforms. One derived from Flegel, 2013. Primate Evolution Pipe 315 Table 8.2. Morphological comparisons between earlier primates and extant primates. Group similarities to strepsirrhine. Similarities to diplurhines. Adipoids. Amamioids. Small and nocturnal and fused mandibular symphysis. Postorbital bar ring shaped tympanic bone. Similar wrist and ankle bones. Similar molars. Fusion of mandibular symphysis in some adipoids and in all anthropoids but not in tarsiers. Similarly small incisors. Sexual dimorphism in some taxa. Large eyes. Tube like tympanic bone in some amamioids and in catarrhines and tarsiers. Pointy incisors. General skull proportions. Proportions of some ankle bones. Leaping femur. Tarsiers. Figure attributions. Figure 8.1. Hypotheses about primate origins. A derivative work by Jonathan M. G. Perry and Stephanie L. Kennington is under a CC by North Carolina 4.0 license. Includes Garnet's Gallagher by Lucht Shears, CC by SA 3.0. Nike de Sebus Bancanis by Gunn A.M. E. CC by SA 4.0. Anja Reserve, Madagascar, minus 06 by Wayne 77, CC by SA 4.0, figure 8.2 primate family tree by Jonathan M. G. Perry is under a CC by North Carolina 4.0 license. Figure 8.3 Eocene J. Matterns by J. Matterns creator QS, P. 170, Q. 16,732,146 is in the public domain. Figure 8.4 Paleocene map with Plesiadapiform localities original to explorations. An open invitation to biological anthropology by Alyssa Ebding at GeoPlace, California State University. Chico is under a CC by North Carolina 4.0 license. Localities based on P. 211 of Flegel, John G. 2013. Primate Adaptation and Evolution, 3rd edition. San Diego, California, Academic Press. Figure 8.5 Carpalescal by Sisyphos 23 is used under a CC by SA 3.0 license. Figure 8.6 Eocene map with adipoid and amamioid localities original to explorations, an open invitation to biological anthropology by Alyssa Ebding at GeoPlace, California State University. Chico is under a CC by North Carolina 4.0 license. Localities based on P. 229 of Flegel, John G. 2013. Primate Adaptation and Evolution, 3rd edition. San Diego, California, Academic Press. Figure 8.7 Representative crania of adipoids, European adipoids from the Museum d'Histoire Naturelle Victor Brun in Montauban, France original to explorations. An open invitation to biological anthropology by Jonathan M. G. Perry is under a CC by North Carolina 4.0 license. 316 Pipe Primate Evolution Figure 8.8 Darwinius Mosselae Holotypes Labs by Jens L. Franzen, Philip D. Gingerich, Jörg Habersitzerl, J. P. R. N. H. Hiram, Weihard von Königswald, V. Holly Smith. Originally from Franzen et al. 2009. Complete Primate Skeleton from the Middle Eocene of Messel in Germany, Morphology and Paleobiology. Flows 145, e5723. doi.org/10.1371/journal.bone.0005723. Used under a CC by 2.5 license. Figure 8.9 Paleogeographic map showing hypothetical migration routes of Talhardina by Smith et al. Originally from Smith. 3, Kenneth D. Rose, and Philip D. Gingerich. 2006. Rapid Asia-Europe-North America Geographic Dispersal of Earliest Miocene Primate Talhardina during the Paleocene-Eocene Thermal Maximum. Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences 103-30-11223-11227. doi.10.1073/NIS.0511296103. Figure 8.10 Oligocene map with Kearley anthropoid localities original to explorations, an open invitation to biological anthropology by Alyssa Ebding at GeoPlace, California State University. Chico is under a CC by North Carolina 4.0 license. Localities based on P. 265 of Flegel, John G. 2013. Primate Adaptation and Evolution, 3rd edition. San Diego, California, Academic Press. Figure 8.11 Competing Trees for Anthropoid Origins by Jonathan M. G. Perry is under a CC by North Carolina 4.0 license. Figure 8.12 Egyptian Workers Sweeping Quarii in the Fayum Basin, 2004, by Jonathan M. G. Perry is under a CC by North Carolina 4.0 license. Figure 8.13 Owen Laverne Simons Excavating Egyptopithecus in the Fayum Basin used by permission of the Duke Lemur Center. Division of Fossil Primates. Figure 8.14 Female and Male Cranium of Azuxis by Simons, Elwin L., Eric R. Seifert, Timothy M. Ryan, and Yusri Asha. Original from Simons, et al. 2007. A remarkable female cranium of the early Oligocene anthropoid Egyptopithecus Azuxis, Catarini, Propliopithecidae. Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences of the United States of America 104, 21, 8731-8736. doi.org/10.1073/NIS.0703129104. Figure 8.15 Cast of the right half of the mandible of Iosemia centenucus, type specimen, from K.D. Rose Cast Collection, photo by Jonathan M.G. Perry is under a CC by North Carolina 4.0 license. Figure 8.16 Casts of representative amphipithecide material from K.D. Rose Cast Collection, photo by Jonathan M.G. Perry is under a CC by North Carolina 4.0 license. Figure 8.17 Representative specimens of Homunculus Patagonicus from K.D. Rose Cast Collection, photo by Jonathan M.G. Perry is under a CC by North Carolina 4.0 license. Figure 8.18 Acajado in Palos Field locality in Argentina by Jonathan M. G. Perry is under a CC by North Carolina 4.0 license. Figure 8.18 B. Swift Current Creek locality, Saskatchewan, Canada by Jonathan M. G. Perry is under a CC by North Carolina 4.0 license. Figure 8.19 Miocene map with fossil ape localities original to explorations. An open invitation to biological anthropology by Alyssa Ebding at GeoPlace, California State University, Chico is under a CC by North Carolina 4.0 license. Localities based on P. 311 of Flegel, John G. 2013. Primate Adaptation and Evolution, 3rd edition. San Diego, California, Academic Press. Figure 8.20 Range Chart for Miocene Hominoids of Western Eurasia by Casanovas Wheeler, Isaac, David M. Alba, Miguel Garces, Joseph M. Robles, and Salvador Moyasola. Original from Casanovas Wheeler et al. 2011. Updated Chronology for the Miocene Hominoid Radiation in Western Eurasia. Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences 108-14, 5554-5559. Figure 8.21 Victor Iapithecus machinzi skull photo taken at the Musée d'Histoire Naturelle, Paris by Guida Ito is used under a CC by SA 3.0 license. Primate Evolution Pipe 317 Figure 8.22 Gigantopithecus blackie mandible 010112 by Wilson 44691 is used under a CC by SA 3.0 license. Figure 8.23 Areopithecus bamboli 1 by Guida Ito is used under a CC by SA 3.0 license. 318 Pipe Primate Evolution.